This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is brought to you by
Geist Note.
You ready? We're getting the cue? All right. Drop the beat.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Unless Ehrlich jerks off four guys at a time, and then we can cut that in half.
How would he do four guys? He's got two hands, so that's two dicks at a time, right?
Look, you have two guys on either side with their dicks tip to tip, so you're going full length. Four, see?
Oh, from the middle out. That does make sense.
Like two shake weights.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do, hypothetically, is minimize time,
which is 800 dudes multiplied by mean jerk time divided by four dicks at a time.
Of course, Ehrlich would have to pre-sort guys by height so that their dicks lined up.
Not by height, technically. The measurement that we're looking for really is dick to floor. Call that D2F.
Huh.
Whoa.
You know, if a guy's dick was long enough, he would be able to reach up or down to another guy with a different D2F. The longer the dick, the greater the D2F bridge. I would still be able to jerk it off in one smooth motion. I would just have to jerk it on an angle.
Guys, does girth similarity affect Ehrlich's ability to jerk different dicks simultaneously?
Show number 228. It is Tuesday, September 19th, 2017.
2 days after the day of the Lord.
Huh? Was it a special day? Oh, Sunday.
Isn't that when they consider the day of the Lord is on Sunday?
Yes. We always do this 2 days after the Lord. Didn't we start doing it on a
two
Sunday?
2 days after
morning?
The Lord?
Didn't we do it on the Lord's Day?
No. Well, I guess you could say it was the Lord's Day because it was usually after we were at Sparks all night and we'd show up over here at early on Sunday mornings.
But we never did it on Tuesday?
Yeah, that's what we do. We do it on Tuesdays.
I mean, we never did it on Sunday to start off with?
No, I don't think so.
We did Wednesday.
Did we?
We were doing Wednesdays. And then the reason it was moved to Tuesday is because of Seth and his schedule.
Give me some more meat.
How much more do you want?
Give me some more. There we go.
You need to turn your headphones up. Because this is
how do I turn my headphones up?
About,
where's my knob over here to turn up my headphones?
How about there?
Okay, that's a little loud. Bring it down. Just don't want to yell at people. We have truck drivers that listen to us. By the way, I want to say hi to all the truck drivers, and fuck you.
To the truck drivers?
Yeah. I should be nice to them. Why do we have truck driver listeners?
I don't know.
It's cool, but can you guys not drive your truck during the day? Is that wrong of me to ask?
That is very wrong of you to ask.
If you listen to the Jerry Jonestown podcast, Jerry Jonestown Massacre podcast, goodness, how much scotch have I drank already?
Jeez.
And you drive a truck. Don't drive it during the day.
Just don't drive it at all.
No, I'm kidding, truck drivers.
Or something.
You know, they say that there's a band of truck drivers that are like serial killers, and they work together as a group. And they travel down 35 and 45 and all these major thoroughfares through the country, kidnapping prostitutes and then chopping them up and putting them in designated areas if they don't like them. If they like them, they use them as sex slaves for a while. Did you know that?
Where are you getting this from?
I got it from
a new season Narcos that I haven't seen yet?
Hey, I finished that today.
You Narcos. Did? What'd you think of this season?
I liked it. It was a little different. I liked it, though. My favorite was Peche, the gay dude. Or Peche.
That dude got ruthless once his brother's dick got shot off.
Yeah, he wasn't a fan of that.
Nah, he went nuts. He went pretty hardcore.
So, has there been anything said about the next season? Are they going to do a season about it in Mexico, or is it over?
I don't know what's going on, because I thought this season...
They left the door open a little bit.
I thought this season was going to be the girl, the...
Yeah, Griselda or whatever.
Yeah, I thought that's
Miami
what we were going to...
or something, or...
Yeah, and how it moved up into the U.S.
Yeah.
But she was on the Baja side of California, right?
I have no idea, man. I'm getting them confused. They're so interesting, though. All the drug cartels are fucking fascinating to me.
You want to go do
I will watch.
You want to be an embedded reporter in the cartel world?
Speaking of cartels, someone snorting blow on the show? No, I don't think I would sign up for that job. I think I would last about 2 weeks because actually, I'd take that back. Not 2 weeks, 2 days. I'd go to Mexico. I'd be like, okay, I'm going to start in Tijuana. That sounds like a nice place to start to find drug cartel people. And then I would just go walk in the streets and be like, cartele, eh, which way, cartele, or something like that. Yeah. I don't even.
It wouldn't even be, it'd be brat, brat, done.
Kapow! I don't even think they would waste bullets on me, man. I think they would just be like, come here.
Dumb gringo.
Yeah. Speaking of Mexico, we do have breaking news.
Before we get into that, let's run down things because we got some time on this.
Did you bring condoms?
That's the wrong one. Hold on.
Misfire already.
I would like to take a minute.
Wait. I'm not done talking about Narcos, man.
What else do you have about Narcos? That sounded like a pretty much wrap up, and you were about to go to.
No. Have you read anything? Is there more seasons?
Yeah.
Do we know there's more seasons?
Uh huh.
So what there's did you more think? Do you think they're going to start doing the Juarez cartel? That's kind of the way it looked at the end of this season. Was he was down there with his dad, and he was looking across the river and going and
watching
his dad,
the boats.
Yeah, he was like, "There's 20 across. Of those a day," and he's like, "You're not seriously thinking about going back." And then he kind of said, "No, I'm not. I've done enough." But then again, they kept showing it. They're hinting that the next series or the next season is going to be about Juarez, which is a little closer to our neck of the woods.
So they don't have. I was trying to see. It says it's renewed for seasons 3 and 4. Was this 3?
This was 3, I think, right?
There was 2 with
Pablo.
Pablo. This was 3, so there's a 4th one.
Yeah. I kind of wish they would continue the series all the way up until El Chapo. That's what I would do if I was Netflix.
That'd be very interesting if it was.
Just keep it going, man. I don't know what it is about. Is it just me, or do you like cartel series and stuff? And
I like
and movies?
Seeing all
do you
that.
Like websites?
I like learning about that. This one was weird because there wasn't anyone you could instantly like fall in love with. Like Pablo, you could fall in love with right away. You really dug him and were like, I want to hang out with him.
And did that one brother that was running out of New York? Didn't he remind you of Pablo, the actor?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. It was amazing how close these actors this season looked to their real-life counterparts.
Oh,
when when they would cut to the real-life footage.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, the same with Pablo.
Yeah. It was
Pablo looked
Pablo
just
was
like
pretty
him.
Good. But some of his under guys weren't dead on.
Yeah.
This season
was
like,
right
everybody
on.
Was
yeah.
dead on.
The I don't know why you say that because I really liked all the characters. I even liked the rat, the guy that was head of security.
That's who you
I even
start.
Liked him.
Yeah, that starts being your hero, is him.
Yeah, you're hoping that his family doesn't get wasted.
Mm-hmm.
He has girls. I have girls.
We don't want to give out any spoilers, but you could probably look it up on Wikipedia on how he ended up.
I didn't think of that. It's Netflix, but it's relatively new. It just came out in the last couple months, so maybe we should shut the fuck up.
Yeah. But I will say this. This isn't giving anything away, is that it wrapped up really fast. Really, really fast. Like, Pablo went 2 seasons. I figured this would go 2 seasons, but then it was like, all right, we're done. On to season 4.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it a flash in the pan in cartel history? Was that little era of them, of Cali running everything, was it really short?
When I started researching some stuff, I think it was.
Yeah, for the show. You were doing research for the show.
No, I was doing research to figure
just
out.
Just figure it out, yeah.
Where it all fit in.
Yeah.
And how the.
Is there a map where you can look up all the cartel controlled areas? Like, there has to be,
there's
right?
all sorts of cartel websites you can go look at stuff to history.
Well, it's funny. For a while, I was telling.
I'm probably.
Newly
Mark.
Acquired producer. Happy Tuesday, Ort.
Happy Tuesday.
I was telling him that I used to follow a lot of El Chapo's family on Twitter. And they weren't shy. This was a few years ago. They weren't shy about their Twitter. You got a day in the life of drug cartel pictures and stuff posted.
He had a son that would post all sorts of stuff all the time.
Yeah, it had something to do with him getting busted, didn't it? Or
I think it helped.
It was a false flag or something that he threw out there.
He was one that was always on Instagram doing boomerangs and stuff.
Yeah, of him like flying planes and
starting a podcast. But
I didn't see that one.
Didn't?
No.
Maybe you should go.
Aaron Sanchez?
No, it's kind of like the ones you were doing before we started this show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Man, I want to warn everyone that's listening live or watching live, I could bolt out of this room in seconds. And it's not because the cartel's after me.
It's because he has a volcano in his pants.
It's because I have a volcano in my... And not...
The back pants.
In the back pants, yeah.
In the back pants
the
area.
The anus area. At any moment could erupt. Like every sip of that scotch that I take, I get a little step, one step closer to the edge.
And you're about to break.
Something's about to break.
So before we get too much deeper in this show, I want to stop it down for a minute.
See.
And I want to... Oof. What?
Not good timing, not good timing.
I don't care. I want to get it out of the way because it's fucking important. That's the big deal.
Whoa. Sorry, dude.
Every week we start the show like this.
Matt, happy Tuesday. Matt, happy Tuesday.
Bigfoot, happy Tuesday.
Dustin, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Bigfoot. And we hope you're doing well, and we want to send our condolences to you and your family. Our good buddy and friend Bigfoot lost his father today, and we just want him to know that we're thinking about him right here off the top of the show.
Yes. It was sad because just the other day I went to Richard's record release. I didn't even know about it. I didn't have any idea. It's probably because I dropped off the face of the earth with Facebook, and he was telling me that while I was at the – we were paying for our tickets to park, and he's like, yeah, my dad's got brain cancer, and I was like, eesh. And he was bummed out then. So it's been hard on him. I could tell by just talking to him with the few minutes that I spoke with him. It's been hard on him and his family. So all the JJTM family sends you their love.
Big love, big love.
Big love for a big man.
All right, so do we want to talk about this silly award right off the bat?
Yeah, might as well. I'm waiting for my computer to come back up, so it's a perfect time to talk about dumb shit.
So you think this is dumb shit?
No, I'm agitated.
At what?
I want to get the Critics' Choice. I'm sick.
Why?
Because the listeners, I love that our listeners that actually voted, but I bet you anything, 19.9, or I sound like 19, 90.7% of the votes that were casted was by me at Papa Do's.
I doubt that.
Someone's beating on the door. Will you get that?
God bless
the door. So, yes, the Fort Worth Weekly Best of 2017 newspaper was released today, a day early than normal. And as you know, we kind of put in there in the ballot that we were up for our best podcast category was in there, and we won the Reader's Choice.
Which is awesome.
Which is way awesome. And the Critics' Choice went to our buddies over at the Funky Town.
Have we ever
podcast.
Won the Critics' Choice?
Yeah, last year we won both.
Oh, we did a full sweep?
Yeah, we won both categories. The year before, I think Jeff won both. So this year they split it.
So they're just going back and forth between the two?
Or they're going to keep splitting it. But
I think I'm going to go this year. There's going to be some cartel action. That Narcos is getting to me.
You're going
to
go drive by their little bitty office and
No. Not them.
You're gonna
they're like the DEA.
You're going to drive by One Horn Studios?
There's going to be some war waged.
Some against the Funky Town podcast?
Some podcast cartel.
Start cartelling the Funky Town podcast?
Yeah.
And everything?
Yeah, no, yeah. Fort Worth Weekly is the DEA, right? Or are they the Colombians? They're the Colombian government.
And this is how we're going to do it? And what cartel are we? It doesn't end good for any cartel.
We're Pablo, man.
Oh,
we're Pablo Escobar. They're part.
Maybe they should
Jeffrey
be Pablo. Because did you read this description of him?
Yeah, I did.
I mean,
and it's super.
They come across as super drug induced.
Well, it sounds super rad. It sounds awesome.
No,
and
it's great.
That's
writing.
What I'm saying. When we got a write up, it was these guys make jokes about dicks and farts, and they're first of all their name.
Is the Jerry
Jonestown
Massacre.
They don't even talk about sports. Blah, 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 blah.
That's
blah,
not
blah.
Where any of that audio
Damn
came.
Damn it.
Exactly.
Right. There you go. That's a good one.
No, I'm very grateful and excited that we won the Reader's Choice only because it's a pain in the ass to fill out that ballot.
17,000 times.
We can fill it out 17,000 times. The Chinese gold farmers did.
The ones we hired. The ones suckers.
I'm still here.
Hey. Happy Tuesday, Matt Thomas.
Hey, happy Tuesday, Matt Thomas. Thanks for joining us.
Happy Tuesday, Stubbs. Happy Tuesday, Dustin. Happy Tuesday, Kid. Ulrich.
Happy Tuesday.
Hey, Aaron. Happy Tuesday.
Aaron. Happy Tuesday.
Marlon. Happy Tuesday.
Hey, Marlon. Happy Tuesday.
I've got a question about that drop. Is that Marlon saying happy Tuesday to Marlon, or is that Bigfoot saying happy Tuesday to Marlon?
Bigfoot saying happy Tuesday to Marlon.
But Marlon hasn't given us a drop yet for
back
from
to
me
Bigfoot.
Thinks to say back to Bigfoot happy Tuesday.
No.
What
and
an asshole.
We haven't gotten a happy Tuesday to Ulrich yet.
No one's given, and you know what? Let's get Jesse to give one, because Jesse hasn't done a happy Tuesday.
Our voicemail number is...
yeah, and she does good drops.
682-593-JJTM? Is that right?
Yeah.
682-593-JJTM. You can leave a voicemail
there. Well,
you don't have to tell...
No, Jesse doesn't listen to the show, so why don't you send her a text and say, hey, will you leave a voicemail for Ulrich? Happy Tuesday, Ulrich.
Say happy Tuesday, Ulrich?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'll bother
her. Then you can play the drop every time she does it.
I'll be sure to bother her with that.
You can play the you-know-what drop. She's not busy or nothing.
I had a fun Sunday with her. We'll get to that later. Anyway, back to this.
That's a micro brag.
This award ceremony thing. This magazine, I mean, I wonder what their circulation is, because they put some categories in here that weren't on the ballot. But our buddy.
Josh, who won what? Yeah, tell us who won what.
Our buddy Josh Gonzalez, also known as AKA.
Well, it's funny because.
The Dirty Spick. Which we can call that. We can say it.
It's not racist because he's a friend. We have a friend clause.
And he knows this, and we've known him for a long time.
We have friends in the cartel, so we can say that. Yeah.
He won
817
Tattoo. Critics' Choice for Ink 817.
Oh, I thought he would win Readers, so yeah.
I don't know who won Readers. Let's go see.
Because I voted for him.
I did too. Our buddy.
So does he give us free tattoos for that?
Fade to Black Tattoo won Reader's Choice.
Wait. Hold on. What's the name of that tattoo shop?
Life it seems to fade away. Drifting further every day.
Death or it hates this band.
Can't stand this hell I feel. Dun.
We are doing Fade to Black, right?
That was when Metallica was good. Yep.
And we were singing in the wrong key, nonetheless.
You know, Ulrich has a hot sports opinion that the only good Metallica album is Kill 'Em All.
It's true.
Liquor Store. Would you like to know Liquor Store?
Yeah.
Liquor Store.
Specs and Total Wine and More.
Which one won? I want to know the fruits of my labor here. So what won the Reader's Choice?
Of Specs? Liquor Store?
Yeah. Was it Specs?
It was Specs.
Yes! It does work, Dustin.
Skate Shop.
All that money we sent to India?
Yes. And China. Skate Shop.
What, 50 cents?
Readers and Critics was Index.
Wasn't Denton? I put Denton in.
No, it's Index. Damn, it has Denton? To be in Fort Worth. It has to be in Tarrant County.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So I got Null and Void.
Okay, yep.
Best Place to Buy Used CDs and Records? Docs. Readers and Critics.
Forever Young didn't get in there? Are they Dallas County? Because they're on the other side of 360 now.
No, I think that's still Tarrant County over there.
Look out, because Stubbs Records is coming.
Coming. What about musical instruments?
Well, I fucked this one up because I kept putting Tone Shop in everything.
Guitar Center, I hope.
Guitar Center.
No!
Reader's Choice and Critic's Choice was Zoo Music.
Zoo Music?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Yeah.
Play a drop or something.
I wouldn't have voted for Zoo Music.
A displeasure drop.
I've heard some stuff.
Like, not a good drop.
Play a displeasure drop.
God damn it. We'll take that.
What about jewelry?
Sovereign Jewelry has to win.
Readers and Critics.
Has to be Sovereign.
You ready? You want to hear it? For 20 years in the custom jewelry business, there's little Sovereign Jewelry's Brandon Smith can't craft from gems and metals.
Yes!
From classic engagement rings to quirky engravings of skulls and gorillas, this cozy near Southside store meets all your middle.
You know what, Thomas?
They forgot to mention pearl necklaces. That's what you specialize in.
No, I was going to say
that
guy plays guitar in the Dangits, but thanks for mentioning that.
So guns is really interesting because this is how you know.
I put Atwoods.
This is how you know that a left liberal
None of them are good.
Paper put this together.
The liberals are so fucking smart, how come they lose so goddamn always?
Exactly.
That, nice, good.
Guns. Reader's Choice Defender Outdoor Shooting Center. That's a great place to go. But Critics' Choice is cheaper than dirt at Northeast at 2522 Northeast Loop 820. That shop is gone. They haven't had that shop there in 3 years.
Yeah, they're either really? Are they all online yes. now? Like they don't even have the
it's
storefront
online.
Now?
They've got some little shithole storefront in Arlington.
Yeah.
And then they've got another one in McKinney. That shop is gone. And you know what? Fuck cheaper than dirt and selling 30-round mags.
Why are you pissing off the Colombians?
30-round mags for $100 each.
See, this is the thing that I don't like about Dustin and his attitude towards the
$14.99 mag pool.
No, here's what pisses me off. You always act like I got to make nice with those assholes, and then you come on here and lamb blast them every time.
Who? Cheaper
you
than dirt?
You do. No. Fort Worth Weekly.
No, I'm lamb blasting cheaper than dirt.
No. Well, I thought you were saying
no,
that.
No, they charged.
I thought you were doing the whole, hey, look at these assholes here. They put them.
No.
They made them
cheaper
win.
Cheaper than dirt's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm attacking cheaper than dirt because a $14.99 Magpul magazine is $100.
Yeah.
When you can go to Academy and they were scalping people.
If
just
we check
taking
the tape,
their money.
If we check the tape, though, you started it off with these libtards because that's why you paid that drop.
Oh, yeah. They screwed up on this because that store hasn't been open in 3 years available.
Oh,
so they need to know that,
and
that's
you,
Critics'
you,
Choice.
You getting
they should
upset
know that.
And yelling just made my stomach.
Please go shit yourself.
I think Stubbs just did.
What about car wash? Fucking car wash, cunt.
Why did they put that in there? Like, is that a big hangout? Like, now,
do you want to know hottest local celebrity?
Yeah.
Reader's Choice.
Matt Stubbs should have been it.
Shannon Osbakken,
nice
co-owner of the Bearded Lady. The Critics' Choice was Lauren Nevitt of News 8 Daybreak. News 8 is in Dallas. How does that?
Yeah.
I thought everything had to be Tarrant County based.
That's not a Fort Worth station. Channel 11
then
and Channel 5
should have totally should've won.
Should have been in there.
Hottest, I paid the Indians off like a lot of money.
A lot of money.
A lot
the
of money.
Native American Indians, too.
Native
we
Americans.
Had them on it, too.
The Dot and the Feather.
Hottest local male celebrity?
Me.
Had to be me.
Right.
Trent Shelton?
Who?
Who's that?
And Jeff Daisy?
What the fuck?
And then radio personality, you want this?
Dustin Schneider.
That'd be funny. Wait, I also want to know
Matthew
the rock
Thomas?
Star.
Shit.
We'll get to rock Thomas. I've got to get to that
whatever.
Rock star. But it says here, radio personality, Alina Davies of Kid Nation on Kiss FM. They're in Las Colinas, right?
Wait,
Is
that in?
Kid Craddock Studios are in Las Colinas.
I'm confused. Is there? Does Kid Craddock still have a radio show?
Mm-hmm.
They kept it going even after
they
he
keep
died.
It going. It's still in his name. Yeah, I don't know. And then Critics' Choice is Mark from the local
ticket.
The local ticket. The ticket is their office is right in front of the AAC. That's not Fort Worth.
No.
I'm
Wait,
so
who
confused.
Got the? Who was the one that got it?
Mark from the local ticket.
Oh.
Mark, what is it? Scheichman.
Huh.
And then
I'm surprised no one from the Pirate got it.
Yeah. They dissed the Pirate off completely?
Yeah. You gotta be good. That's like this is best radio personality.
What are you saying? There's no talent over there?
I mean,
they did it. I see what your point is, but still.
I mean, I don't know.
But by the way, Susie's supposed to have me on her show pretty soon. Waiting for that call, Suze.
I'm gonna go get on her show, huh?
Yeah. Thought we were gonna do something special.
Stop talking about her jugs, and she probably will.
I'm not the one that brings her jugs up all the time, Matthew Thomas.
No, you did.
When?
You did on mic last time I was here.
I did?
Yeah. You're like, yeah, dude, she's got some jugs.
That's probably exactly how I sounded, too. Was I drunk?
Yeah.
Or stoned?
Dude, when are you not whenever I see you anymore? Seriously.
Okay, you don't have to make
with
it
with the exception
sound.
Of today.
What is this? What are we doing? A rehab?
Maybe things have changed now that you got the kid here. So.
No. No, not really.
All right, rock star.
David O'Hearn.
Reader's
O'Hearn.
Choice.
Got to be David O'Hearn.
Leon Bridges.
Vinnie Paul of Hell Yeah.
What?
What did that guy ever do? Vinnie Paul?
Shouldn't even be up for vote.
All right, well, so who was the other choice?
Maren Morris is Critics' Choice.
What?
Grammy who? Winning.
So did Dufort just get the
country.
Bird on all aspects?
Well, they're in Denton.
Yeah, but all their talents, and Dave lives in Tarrant County. He was supposed to get Golden God Award at Fort Worth Weekly.
No, they got better awards up there and in Dallas.
So.
That they've won.
Huh.
Hmm.
Hmm. All right. Anything else interesting?
There's one in here about the petition about changing Jefferson Davis Park's name. Like there's a, I don't, this one even came
that was an award?
Vote on. Yeah.
Like Malcolm X Park or something.
But it.
Cesar Chavez like, Park.
They go through here.
I say they change it to General Lee.
Blah, blah, blah.
General
blah.
Lee Park.
It's right here that they got 5,000 signatures to change the name already. This one dude did, where's it at? Local resident, blah, blah, blah. Emily Ferris' goal of 5,000 signatures was crushed like a gray coat infantry regiment at Gettysburg in a matter of a couple days. The next step is for this true patriot to present all these names to the mayor. Of course, knowing Betsy Price and the majority of our city council members, nothing will happen unless more hand-wringing and petition signing from non-racist count. He attacked Betsy Price right there.
What'd she ever do?
I don't know. Who wrote
she's
this? Fans, up?
She's friends with the Lord.
Yeah.
She is friends with the Lord.
Yeah, she did.
Better watch out.
A famous drop.
Do you care about the restaurants? Best.
Yeah. I'd okay, like to know some because I want to go eat after the show.
Best ramen?
Yeah. What's best ramen around here?
Oni.
Where's that, on 7th?
Yep, right there at the corner of 7th.
Yeah? What else we got? What about sushi? What's the best sushi place? Because mine, my little diamond in some poo-poo is the best.
Got some diamond surrounded by poo-poo.
But yeah, I didn't put it in there because I don't want anyone to know tacos. About it.
Vietnamese, pho hung, and pho grill too.
I love pho.
Let's see, Thai. I don't see it.
Pho real.
Where's sushi?
Pho show?
Oh, sushi.
She's at home.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Reader's choice is blue.
Wait, did blue? You make a funny?
Yeah, he did.
A nasty funny, too. Morning, ladies.
And then critic's choice was Little Lily Sushi.
Little Lilies.
At 6100 Camp Bowie Boulevard.
I'll have to try it out, man. I don't know if I've ever ate there.
Barbecue up and down was Heim.
Was Heim?
Heim.
Like the chick band, Heim?
Where's that at?
Men.
Where's Heim Men at?
On Magnolia.
Heim is on Magnolia?
Yep. The best mac and cheese is the Bearded Lady.
I heard about this. I saw someone post that on Facebook today. I can't remember who it was. It was talking good. About how they were going to go get some mac and cheese there. I didn't even know they had it.
It's really good. Let's talk about tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Flash taco, flash taco.
Flesh taco?
Not flesh taco, but flash, F-L-A-S-H.
I'm talking about flesh taco.
Flesh tacos,
flesh,
yeah.
Flesh taco.
No, that's not what I heard.
Taco heads. This is their top five. Taco heads.
Did you see that? Wait, time out. Did you see that picture of Chris on Instagram?
Yeah,
we gotta get
I hope
that.
They bought that.
That's awesome.
Because I need to do their maternity photos soon.
Yeah.
Oh.
I will, Chris just for our show promo shots.
Yeah. With taco.
You know how pissed off Jeffrey would be if we did a promo shot.
The true flesh taco. Huh. All right. So taco heads, salsa limón, El Capitan.
Salsa limón's good.
And
I've
then,
had that.
Tacos La Banqueta and Ernesto's. And
can I stop us down on tacos Nikakula. Again real quick?
Yeah, I'll tell you the best right here.
Yeah, tell me the best right here.
Is Velvet Taco because
I got something to tell you about that I saw today.
San Diego Taco Shop right here.
Yeah, I've heard someone was telling
me that's
what
I just
that.
Had before the show. Oh, my God, it's so good.
But didn't you, aren't you going to have some issues shop?
I haven't eaten there yet.
No, I was having issues from what I ate at lunch.
Oh. Well, what'd you eat at lunch? Oh, okay. One of those establishments?
It's on Magnolia.
All right, so guess what I saw today on Twitter?
Go for it.
No lie. I think it was WFAA posted something that I saw. I retweeted it, I thought. Taco Bell is talking about ditching the drive-thru and putting booze in there? I was like, I'll never leave. Goodbye to family. Goodbye podcast.
It's walking distance from your house.
Yeah, it's on. Like, I'm not going to go
That's totally
anywhere.
On.
We'll do the podcast from there, if there is a podcast at that point.
I'm excited about that.
That is that
may
true,
be the downfall.
Though?
Beer hey, Taco
you,
Bell.
Producer, will you look that up to see if there's any validity to
a
that?
Story about that?
I wasn't paying attention, so what?
Jesus Christ!
I was. Allow me.
We pay you for what?
I haven't got any money yet.
Because it's not the end of the month. Our
Once we
accounting
go on the
department
cruise,
hasn't
I'll start looking stuff up and paying attention.
Oh, yeah. Hey, so we got a to-do list. Y'all want to talk about our to-do list right now?
I'm down.
No, I want to finish all this real quick.
Oh, we're still doing this. I didn't know.
At select locations, they will be.
Best photographer?
So it is true.
Yeah.
You want to be our producer?
When I'm here.
We've asked you like 10 times.
Best photographer?
Just kidding.
You?
Reader's Choice?
Dustin Schneider.
Songs View Photography.
Oh. Who's that? Have they done anything?
Just look up songsviewphotography.com real quick, and you tell me what you think.
You want me to do it now while we're doing the show?
Yeah, I want you to see if their stuff's good.
Song View.
And then Donnie Williams is Critics' Choice, who's a street photographer and does some really cool stuff.
So you agree with the Donnie?
Yeah, he's a pretty good guy. I'm not big on the street photography at all. Songs View Photography.
Yeah. Songs View, okay.
There's only so many lines you can take pictures of before it gets boring.
What are you talking about? Songs
View? Street photography.
Oh.
No, I love street photography, man. I think it's cool.
But it gets kind of boring. I mean, I'm taking pictures of someone walking down the street.
Huh. Songs View Photography. Let's see here.
Bartender. Or let's go Bar is the boiled owl for readers and critics.
Yeah, I figured the boiled... No, I thought the chat room would win a bunch of that.
Overall drinking establishment.
Lola's.
Yep.
Hey, is Carl Pack still in the running for best bartender? He was for a while.
Did he win? No. Nope.
It's curious.
Nope. Best pub?
Chat room.
University Pub. Did you look up that place? And? What do you think?
I didn't get far into it. But I looked at the website real quick, and it looks meh. That doesn't mean anything. So, Song View people.
It's meh.
I didn't... Okay.
Sports bar.
It better be Texas Billiards. I wore my little fingers out
this
typing them in.
Pisses me off.
Broncos? And
those little Chinese guys. We told them to put that in a lot.
Yeah.
I want a Chinese farm this so bad next year.
What do you mean?
I want a...
What do you think our budget went? Like our whole monthly budget. Our $30
Indian
bucks.
Farm this and just be like, here you go. Just
maybe $30 doesn't get you much when you send that off to some random
emailer. Yeah, it's like an acre of rice or something over there. I don't know.
That's racist.
Wow. Reservoir, Reader's Choice.
Huh?
The Reservoir over there in the 7th Foch area. And then Critics' Choice is Upper 90.
You know what I'm noticing college. About these awards? A lot of stuff around that 7th area. Huh.
Well, it's not far from the offices, so they can just go over there and drop on their knees and be like, give us the award.
What are you saying? I don't get it.
If someone came to your office and you were putting out an award
and offered me
and said,
what?
Hey,
a cough drop? Is that what you're saying there?
Or like, hey, would you like an ice cream pop you can suck up and down on? It's flesh colored. Would you?
No.
Can I blow? I
have high morals and standards.
No, this
I would
has
not.
To be done right. Brewery.
Let me guess.
Reader's Choice.
Did you see Brewery?
Yeah, because it's stupid.
Hey.
What, or Martin House? Or?
Hey,
no, it's
y'all want a dad joke?
Or a Grapevine Brewery.
What's a pirate's favorite brewery? Rawr!
All right. Critics' Choice was Hop Fusion.
Hey.
And Hop Fusion's good. Oh, she thought that was funny.
Well, thanks.
I have a joke for a leaf.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah. Is it dad joke?
A lady walks into a...
morning, ladies.
A lady walks into a sex toy store.
Yeah?
And she's looking around. She goes up to the counter and goes... She sees this big, giant red dildo. And she goes, I want that one right there, that big, giant red dildo.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy working behind the counter goes, that's the fire extinguisher, you whore.
What that butt do?
You want to hear... I got another joke.
Go for it.
Okay.
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
Arr!
You thought it was going to be R, but it's the C.
The C.
All right, you ready? Gentlemen's Club.
Yeah.
Now we're in the important stuff.
Now you got me interested here.
Rick's Cabaret.
Is Reader's Choice, Rick's Cabaret. But Critics' Choice.
Oh, we have a dispute?
Yeah, is Buck's Cabaret.
So I got a question. The reason
Book.
They're doing the whole Reader's Choice and Critics' Choice, you know what that is. It's because so many people got pissed off about the elections, the difference between the electoral vote.
They've done this every electoral, year.
Oh, there goes that theory.
Yeah, they've done this every year. concert of the last 12 months, and this is both agree. Readers
hell yeah!
Critics.
Hell yeah at the Gas Monkey Live.
The confounders
don't beat that, bitch.
Fortress Festival.
Bud Light, Jaegers, and titties.
Oh. Fortress Festival.
It was Fortress Festival?
Oh. Yep.
Yes, we know those guys.
Not the Confounders' last show at Ridgely Room.
Guess who played at Fortress Festival, Dustin? Run the Jewels.
Run the Jewels did.
Guess who else?
Burning Hotels.
Yep, and guess who else?
Who? Purity Ring.
Queen Antifa.
So Bar Bathroom, and this
U-N-I-T-Y.
Is something...
Bar Bathroom.
Bar Bathroom, and this is something that we have had...
Texas Billiards did not win this.
Listener want us
or
to do a whole breakdown on one show of the best bar bathrooms.
Who? That's a good idea, too. I don't hate that
he
idea.
He sings and plays guitar in a band called...
Henry the Archer?
Duel.
That's not a bad idea.
Else. Yeah.
That's a good idea. But the thing is, I know why that person wants... Like, I know his angle of the best bar bathrooms. Mine will be to actually take a shit in.
Well, this came up as we were sitting next to each other in... stalls right
okay.
beside each other, and we were talking to each other in the bathroom, and he goes, y'all need to do a whole episode about the best bar bathrooms and the worst.
I'm going to poop.
So we're going to come out. So that's...
Is that it?
I'm going to see what else. Country Music Bar?
Congratulations for the win.
Gay Everyone. Or Lesbian Bar, the Rainbow, is no longer open. It caught on fire,
yeah,
dipshits.
Caught on fire.
Yep, a while back, too. Congratulations for the win. To all of you.
Oh, I thought you were going
to... To meet someone of the same sex?
Of the same sex.
Yeah.
Not to have sex with
but
the same sex.
But to meet someone of,
someone
the, same
of the same sex. Yep. Any bar.
The chat room.
See, the chat room should have won.
Chat room?
Nah, I guess that's a good one for them.
To meet someone of the opposite sex is America Gardens.
Huh.
Hmm.
Never even heard of it.
And let's see here. Have a conversation, and yeah, we're done. I mean, that's the fun ones.
Do you guys want to stop the show while I go, or do y'all want to keep going?
No, we can keep going. I can talk to. We'll talk about the Million Juggalo March.
Oh, I really want to talk about that, though.
Okay, then we'll go.
Okay,
to,
I'm gonna call in. Okay, so
we'll talk about some shoots. All right. So Thomas, what you been up to?
Other than working and spending time with my daughter, really just working on my shed, much like the one that I'm sitting in right now.
So, is this shed still going to be a domicile for Markham?
My girlfriend's son, yes. Yes, it is.
So, what about the studio to bring the podcast back and the...
That's coming second. We want to get his... We want to finish this shed we're working on first. So we can get him out there.
How much more do you have on this said shit?
I have to take down the back wall and put up the new wall, and then everything else is all internal, as far as like insulation, flooring, and then my brother's got to come in and finish the electrical.
So it doesn't sound like you've done much. But I feel like you've been working on it for like a year.
Well, I can only work on it on the weekends. That's the only time where I literally get help from Shelly's brother and his family. It has been a pain in my ass.
You can't do it by yourself?
I can only do so much by myself, man. These fucking panels that I bought to replace the wooden ones on the outside are heavier than they look. They're hardy board. They're concrete.
Oh, so you're reshelling it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because the wood outside was rotten, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm. Dang, yeah, that's tough work.
Mm. And plus, you got to cut the pieces to, you know, to the dimensions, like the ones at the top here. They're like this.
Yep.
Triangular.
Are you stripped the roof off too?
No, the roof is fine. The roof and the frame and really the base floor are really the only parts of the shed that we're not touching. Yeah, so it's been quite a chore.
Is it going to be worth it in the end for him to move in there?
Yeah, it really is. He'll gain some independence and plus my kid will have a room back too. So
why don't you just kick him out on the street?
He's only been out of high school for like 3 months.
Okay.
And he just now got his first job at the movie theater.
Freaking
so.
This generation. He didn't have a job in school?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Actually, no, I take that back. He worked for...
Worst period generals.
He worked for 3 months at my girlfriend's old place that she used to work.
at the dealership, like doing filing, like, yeah, doing like fire clerk stuff, but then that came to an end.
Hold on. Oh, is Matt's Stubbs calling in?
Stubbs is calling in from the bathroom.
Hello?
On air?
Yeah, well, kind of. I don't have it hooked up for you to be like really on the air. So you're kind of on the air.
But don't drop your phone in the toilet.
Oh, I was going to do a vote.
A vote?
Yeah, my name's Bill.
Your name already said you were Matt because your name came up on my phone. That was pointless. Stupid.
Yeah, so that's pretty much, since you come back from vacation, that's pretty much all I've been using my time for.
Hello?
This is Bill.
Bill, you just called here and you're actually Matt.
No, Matt, he's gone. This is Bill.
Your name keeps coming up on my phone and the YouTube screen is just seeing it as Matt.
I stole his phone.
In the shitter?
Yeah, I stole it. I just wanted to know if I could vote still.
What are you voting on?
I wanted to vote on the Fort Worth Weekly. Don't never mind that. Can I vote on the Fort Worth Weekly?
If you want to vote, go for it.
What would you like me to vote for?
I vote for this phone call to end.
I second that.
It's making me uncomfortable.
Jeffrey Lord and podcast show. Okay. Uncle Tom.
Have you ever killed someone with a Kaiser blade?
Yes, I have.
Wow, that escalated quickly.
That escalated really quick. Oh, man. All right, anyway, moving on. Jesus. Oh, I was trying to find the cord so we
Seth,
could hook him up for real.
Get me a tissue.
I don't think I've got it on me.
Shit.
Yeah. Show's going to hell.
Uh-oh.
All right, anyway.
Lost cords and
so
co-hosts that take shit breaks in the middle of a broadcast.
What about the band? What about your band? What about Josh Reed and the Gimme Gimme?
Oh, you mean the faculty? We're still looking for a drummer. Actually, we're auditioning one next Thursday.
Do you know this man right here, producer
yes.
of our show?
Yes, I know. He is one of his
student
students.
Of Joshua Reed's?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Jumped his ass for wearing a Jerry Jones.
A JJTM shirt. Yeah, he told me, and then I heard it again on here. I thought that was pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
He didn't really jump him. He just said, hey, I know the guys that run that show. You're not in trouble.
Your story said that he jumped you and
it
beat you
like
up. And
we
were going to press charges against him.
You should have.
Should have. Oh, well.
Don't do that. He's a good friend.
You're still looking for a drummer.
He's a
so
good guy.
Any drummers out there listening to our show that want to play drums in a progressive up-tempo jazz quintet?
No, not jazz, not quintet, really. It's just the two of us right now. So really, I guess we're a duo until we find a drummer.
So it'll be a trio.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hit up Jesse Engel?
He doesn't even have a kit anymore. He sold it.
He's still got a kit.
Oh. I guess he was talking about another kit that he had.
Yeah, he had two.
Yeah, because I remember last time I saw him at his brother's house, he was talking about how he sold his kit and all the runaround that he got with the people that said he was going to sell it to. Besides, I didn't think that his back, with his back trouble that he's had over the last couple of years, that he'd even being up to playing anymore.
I was just throwing that out there.
Jesse is a great drummer, though.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I've got a drummer you can talk to.
All the way back from the Steadfast days with Stubbs and I.
There's a drummer I know that you can talk to.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Is it the same one that you mentioned to me a couple weeks ago before you went on your trip?
No, this guy's name
Who you did a photo shoot for his kid?
Josh Crary. He plays in a band called Drag the Ocean.
That's your drummer.
He wants to play drums bad. He can be multiple drummers.
Isn't he already busy playing drums for your band, though?
What, once
or is
every,
that a sore subject
once
right
every
now?
Two and a half weeks?
Oh, I thought you were going to say 2.5 months or whenever.
Okay,
he's,
once every two and
whenever
a half
he's
months?
Not deployed.
I'll put the word out for Josh.
About what?
Coming and playing drums with the faculty.
That's not the name of the new band, right?
Yeah,
the
it
faculty.
Is
it's Josh.
It was Josh Reed in the faculty, but then we decided to drop his name.
Wasn't the Faculty?
That was a gay ass like movie.
That was a movie that came out in '99 by Robert Rodriguez.
It was, but like, wasn't the band, the super group in there called the Faculty?
No, it was Class of '99.
Man, y'all, you. That's right.
That was Lane Staley, Tom Morello, Adam Clayton.
Hey, you don't need. No, here.
That was Class of '99.
Scratch that name. Tell Josh you don't want to be.
Why do y'all
that.
Both have the shits? I gotta pee.
Because we started working out and we're taking creatine again. So,
ugh.
Yeah, that doesn't require him to go in the house.
Hey,
do fake calls on his.
By
own
the
show.
Way, I got a Blumpkin.
Hey, Roxy,
from Jennifer. While I was doing that and making the call, how'd that call go though?
You did not.
Did it fail?
Well, once you just gave up when I asked you if you ever killed someone with a Kaiser.
What are you talking about? I didn't say that.
Oh, someone else.
You said you were going to take a call when I was walking out, and I thought maybe they called in.
What, are you walking out?
All right. That's a stupid name. Don't call the band Josh and the Faculty or the Faculty. I got the perfect name for your type of music. You want to know?
What?
Mr. Fister. I've been wanting to name a band Mr. Fister since I started playing guitar. Do it! Mr. Fister's awesome.
I always thought that name was already taken. Or maybe
Mr. Fister?
Maybe Fister. But and I'm not confusing it with Mr. That was an 80s hair band, I think.
I don't think there's a band called Mr. Fister, and you should be it. Dustin, would you go see a band called The Faculty, or would you go see a band called Mr. Fister?
Oh, Mr. Fister. Definitely.
I know you would.
That definitely has my. I'm intrigued more about.
I want to see what this
band named Mr. Fister.
Yeah.
Or maybe just the MFs. But
here's Dustin would hear that. He'd say, Stubbs, who are you going to see again? Mr. Fister, and you'd just hear him go,
yeah.
Oh,
I'd be interested in this.
Mr. Fister.
Or Mr. Blister.
Or Stool Pusher.
I'm done with shows for a while.
Stool Pusher.
Yeah.
After this weekend, I'm done with shows.
Why? What are you going to
see
this
weekend? Stool over there in the corner?
I have all national shows this weekend.
Oh, yeah. This is the big Depeche Mo, huh?
On Friday, somehow.
I thought the last time they came into town was going to be the last time. Now they're coming again?
Yeah, they released a new album called Spirit, and they came back through, and somehow we.
Who drug you into this?
I think it's Jason Alley.
Jason's big on the old Depeche Mode, isn't he?
80s electronica bands.
He's into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He goes to all those shows, which is weird. He was in the military and stuff. Like most military men.
Don't ask, don't tell. I'm just saying. But they also,
pissing off military men and cartels.
I like my favorite, I think, thing I'm going to do this weekend.
The military men or the cartels?
What?
It's Sunday. The show I'm going to on Sunday.
What's going on Sunday?
Yeah.
Front 242.
Oh, shit, really?
That. Yeah.
I didn't know they were even still together, much less touring.
Yeah, I'm excited about that one.
Is who's playing with them? Commie Christ? If Commie Christ is playing with them, I'm in.
I think it's Leatherstrap.
Let me
double check.
Is Mr. Fister playing?
Yeah. I don't think Mr. Fister's going to be there.
Is Drag the Ocean going to be there?
One of the members will be. Is Jason going to that show too?
Yes, because I'm going with them to that too.
So you have back-to-back shows with Jason.
On that and stuff and things. Where is it? Front 242 Sunday.
When you lock the target.
Leather Strip and Loy.
Till you break the line.
Belgian electronic body music group considered to be the forerunners of the electronic industrial genre. Goes well with Nine Inch Nails, Skinny Puppy, Ministry, and Lords of Acid.
All right. Sounds good. Did you guys talk about the Juggalo March yet?
No.
No.
We were
saving that for when you came back.
Hey, hold on just a second. Hold on.
The jury. Hey, did our last show get up on iTunes?
Yeah.
So the Logic crashing didn't.
It.
No.
The Logic crash didn't have anything negative effects to us.
No,
I fixed it all.
Yeah. We need to work on a promotion right now.
Like
getting more listeners and watchers. We need a JJTM to-do list.
If I show my nipple, will it attract more listeners?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You already tried that once, didn't you?
I don't know. All right, so Juggalo March. These are things we've missed over the weekend. We missed flying to D.C. for the Juggalo March like we talked about we were going to do. We were going to do that.
Freaking Juggalos.
And it snuck up on us.
and we didn't do that. Nor did we go to Chicago for Riot Fest, which I was punching myself in the fucking face for.
That is a blow.
I was pissed.
Riot Fest?
Here I am out with Jeffrey Lord and Jason at the Kidfish Watauga.
While Riot Fest is going on?
Throwing, casting, trying to catch fish in the middle of a pond in Watauga. All I caught
were... Not a good area either. That's where all the fast food restaurants on 377 leak into that thing.
Well, all I caught were syringes.
I bet those are from Texas Billiards.
And your buddy was out there too, Whiskey Boy.
Yeah, I was going
saw
to say,
Whiskey Boy.
Oh, that's good. How is he doing? Oh,
yeah, he's doing good. He came over, talked
look
to
good.
Us. Look
good.
Yeah,
yeah. He's DJing.
He's doing
again.
Good. Did your mic just punch you?
Not like radio DJing, but he's like spinning records.
Yeah, he's
got a gig this Friday.
He's on the wheels
to.
Of steel.
I was
going to
do that.
And twos.
I was going to do that, but Schlotty told me he'd pay me $125
an hour.
No, for the whole night. And I was like, eh, I don't know.
That's not bad for a night.
Yeah, that's where I used to.
Do you realize what I would do to
covers.
That bar?
It's 4 hours, right?
Big time.
It'd Isn't be that like 4 hours.
It'd be like what was the main guy on Jersey Shore?
Hey, Schlotty, if you need someone that actually has musical knowledge and background,
go ahead. Well, he's got him
with a bunch
he's got
of
him. That's
who
he's
stuff.
In negotiations with right now.
Has a drop machine. Has a good laptop. Has a hard drive with about 120,000 songs on it. Give me a holler. I just played the. I'll do it for $125 a night. I got a $4,000 camera I got to buy.
So,
that's
what were we
40
talking
nights.
About? I forgot what we were even talking
divide
about.
It, divide it.
Oh,
30,
so where's he DJing so, at?
I think he does weddings and stores at the mall.
Does he still want to kill me?
I don't know.
You didn't ask him. The one thing that everybody wants to know and you didn't ask him.
Everything was good and peaceful. I didn't want to cause chaos. I didn't want
it was a family event.
Yeah, it was a family event. I didn't want things to get all weird all of a sudden. And
hey, you still want Matt to get re-stabbed?
Hey, he lives right around the corner. You want to go visit him? I'll take you to his house.
Oh, my gosh, if you did that.
I think enough time has passed to where he's forgotten about it.
Yeah.
I hope.
So was it fun, the fishing thing?
Yeah, I caught a whole lot of nothing.
Besides the syringes?
This dude pulled out like a 11-pound catfish out of that thing, though, too.
Oh, please. I hope he didn't eat it.
I think in his belly was the shape of a syringe.
It was a fire extinguisher.
Fire extinguisher.
Catfish,
you whore.
Catfish knows what a fire extinguisher's for.
Yep.
So that was it. What was the event?
As I'm fishing... You know, 500 miles away
by the church
is Nails just killing it because everybody said this might have been the best show they've ever played. Like
the Riot Fest show,
everybody that was like a reporter that's seen them a million times were like, "Holy shit!" They came out fierce and playing all the new stuff and go and making it way heavier and harder.
Yeah,
and just destroying.
There was some other biggins on that bill too, like that I want to see.
Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ministry.
Yes.
Dinosaur Jr.?
Yeah, Dinosaur Jr.'s coming back to Dallas. Do you know?
I know. I want to go see him.
I do, too. Dude, I've never seen them.
Dude, they're so good.
Is it Granada, right?
They're so good. Yeah.
Is it? When is it?
We'll take a look here. Hey, yeah, producer, look when Dinosaur Jr.'s coming to Dallas. Where You Been is one of the best albums ever made from the 90s. Just going to put that out there. And Jawbreaker got back together.
Jawbreaker?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
This was their reunion show. Riot Fest tried to get the Sex Pistols reunited to come play it.
That would never happen.
Can we talk about who's doing the Sex Pistols? Have we mentioned
that? We have.
Okay.
Good. We can talk about that. Death From Above was there.
Yeah.
Who else? I'm trying to think of who else. Gary Numan, was he there? Let's see. I'm pulling it up right now. Can't remember who else was there. Paramore, Prophets of Rage,
Paramore,
MIA.
They just released their debut album. Prophets
I like
of
MIA
Rage
at the drive-in.
She's the pregnant black the
Danzig
English rapper. Yeah. MIA
Danzig.
Who? What? I don't know. It just says Danzig.
Never mind. I'm thinking of the Misfits.
Yeah, not Misfits.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang.
New Order. A Day to Remember.
They played any songs
Gorgel Bordello, Bad Brains,
Martin Shkreli's
Peaches.
Album.
Hey, Bad Brains and Randy was singing with them from Thy Lamb of God.
And Fishbone.
Yeah.
Fishbone. Party at Ground Zero.
Huh, man.
Built to Spill? Pennywise?
I can't believe Pennywise is still around, man.
Yeah, well, that's not Built to Spill. Are you trying to...
Nothing.
Pennywise does sound like that, but they do all the Beach Boy covers. If everybody had an ocean.
Speaking of Pennywise, can we talk about something real quick? Can I come off of the Riot Fest real quick? Or are you still talking about
it? No, we're good. I'm just pissed that I was at Kid Fest fishing.
So there's been this weird...
I should have been in Chicago.
This obsession, that my girlfriend has had, because apparently these people are dying in it. All these people. And
it's
like,
fake. Obsessions. We talked about it one time.
Brittany talked about it a lot more than one
time. She's talked about it like 9 times on Facebook.
Yeah. And I told her, it's like, hey, this kind of stuff, a lot of people do this on Reddit. They get these Reddit like deals going, and hey, here's what we're going to do on the release of it. And she was like, no, this is fully reported. Da 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 da. So apparently there was one in Saginaw and one in at the Alliance. Alliance Center and Colleyville.
Colleyville, yeah.
I said, okay, first of all,
I get on Reddit, it's just boobs.
Well, yeah, Reddit is great for boobs too, but there's also the whole, hey, let's do this. This is cool. Like a lot of Queen Antifa shit goes on Reddit too. What's wrong? Is there breaking news?
No, go ahead.
You see some boobies.
Oh, you do?
Hotness.
Yeah. Reddit is awesome. There. I love Reddit too.
But
Brittany doesn't know about Reddit, and she doesn't know about all
It's Gemma Atkinson.
All those. What was it? It called a few years ago where everybody was meeting at a certain place and like falling down and shit like that?
Flash mobs.
Those still happen.
Well, she didn't.
Flash mob.
I guess she's not very familiar with that type of thing. I said, hey, look out, because think about what you're saying. In Tarrant County, 3 people had a heart attack in the same movie. And it was all the premiere weekend. I go, you got to think about these things. I mean, that's a lot of coincidence. It seems like it'd be on the national news, right? Like there'd be reportings of this and stuff. So she's like, no, Mexican Joe. Osama bin Laden, was there.
Mexican Joe?
Yeah, apparently she knew like 4 people that saw this happen, right? What's wrong? What are you doing?
Just looking at boobs on. Oh.
Yeah, he wants to make sure it doesn't show up on the YouTube feed.
I'm not looking at cock.
Can we show anything on YouTube? Oh. Like, we're doing this streaming thing for 4 weeks straight now.
This
is
art.
Listening.
This is art.
Yeah.
This is art.
So you can show that?
I guess so. It's art.
Anyway, so I've been digging to trying to get to the bottom of this whole thing, this Pennywise thing, and the movie. And all these fat asses going in there and having heart attacks.
It's because they're fat asses eating popcorn, oil.
It's all dissolving. First of all, there was
Wait,
never
the
one...
people dissolve?
No, like even the one that everybody supposedly saw in Fort Worth. Like, well, the EMTs came. Okay, did you see the coroners show up? The medical examiners? No, but you don't have to.
Jonathan Davis was there.
Yeah.
The coroner?
Gotcha.
Hold on. And
what, you got some?
No.
Anyway, so yeah, this was going on all week. I had to fight this all weekend about how it was causing people to die. So scary.
The only place I heard it was causing that, like Joe's Theater, someone did die in, right?
I started trying to dig into that and I couldn't find anything about it. It's just a bunch of people saying that it happened.
I think Joe killed them.
I think someone just went in and acted like they were dying, and then they made everybody leave and gave them a refund.
You think it's like the Alfred Hitchcock thing? Like
the fish.
You have things happen in the theater?
Hello, ladies. What?
I think maybe something like that was either probably you set make up it on like Reddit a, or yeah. the marketing of the movie probably did something like that.
Why
just
are you
like
whispering?
That town in Michigan that had all the red balloons tied to the sewer grates all over town
no.
freaked people out.
Was
what?
That
about
for
that?
This? For this? That's awesome.
Yeah, and they were doing it all over New York and stuff too. But people knew that that's what it was for. But yeah, they started doing it in like different small.
There
towns
was a game, wasn't it? Minecraft or something was coming out, and they started in New York. There was a bunch of people that were posting timers or something with. There was an update or something.
They were
blocks.
Little tiles,
yeah,
LED tiles, and people started.
I like
out.
That. That's cool. I think that's cool.
People panic over everything. I mean, you can't do anything anymore. You can't joke.
No.
You can't make jokes.
Serious, if you think about it.
We're done.
We could be done.
I mean, by the end of this year, we'll probably be done. We probably cannot do this show anymore.
Antifa, or someone will get pissed.
Antifa.
You made too many jokes that could have been racial.
Or someone that's on Hillary's side. Speaking of which, that book.
Did you see the Herb's tripping and her book? Like falling down and all the memes of like people shooting her?
Yeah, she released a book and it's pretty.
Chuck Norris sniper. Yeah,
it's just a.
She doesn't have plans on staying in politics. It sounds like.
Yeah, it does.
She's like, pretty much burning every bridge she's got.
Burning every bridge, but it's like
she's like that guy Jesus.
All excuses.
Jesus, the Son of God, who he's died not on the cross. That's it's his fault. That asshole made me lose.
He's not Jesus. I'm Jesus.
I'm Jesus. I was the one that was gone for 3 days.
In a coma, maybe.
Yeah, she was.
I should be Jesus. Dumb. I should be the Son of God or the daughter of God. Like, she's just pissing everyone off.
She's pissing everyone off. Trump went fucking nuts today.
Yeah. How do you like your president saying he might wipe off the face of the earth a whole country?
I only want him for president for comedy reasons, and nothing's been fucking funny.
No.
Nope.
Everything's been scary as shit.
Who lets Donald Trump get on stage in front of all the world leaders with that speech? Like, doesn't anyone? So, and does
do you
anyone,
know what happened?
Does anyone say
before he walked out?
Does
do
anyone
know what
say, "Hey, dude, man, this could get ugly. You're saying you're going to wipe off a whole country, like snap."
So I haven't read this anywhere. Like, none of the news reports or anything have said anything about this. But I was on Twitter, and you know how Twitter does the stories? Mm-hmm. You can swipe through them. So I was reading the story about all that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that the North Korean ambassador
was there.
He got up and walked out before Trump walked out.
Oh, I thought he saw the whole thing.
No, he got up and walked out, and a junior staffer stayed in there. But yeah. Basically, the rest of the North Korean little desk there was empty. Everybody else left.
Well, even South Korea was like, whoa. Like, I'm pretty sure every country that was there was like,
everybody was, whoa. So what you need
to
do...
Is this good or bad?
You need to start stocking up on ramen. You need to start stocking up on canned foods. Yeah. And you need to start... You need to find you a little hovel out in the country.
Hello. Hello.
If you're going to run drops, you got to do drops.
Not text your chicks.
I'm texting
no
my
dick
mother.
Pics right now.
I'm texting my mom.
Sure, it's your mom.
You want to see?
No, I don't want to see what you're texting your mom.
You wanted to do this and now...
Hello? Yeah. I'm still here.
Thank
I'll
you.
Do it.
Thank you.
I don't even know that one.
Does he have that
says Tamasu. Hello. Tamasu.
Play Tamasu first. Tamasu. And then I'll give you your phone back so you can continue the conversation with one of your many high school women's.
It says mama on it.
Hello?
The churches listen to this?
Okay. See? So, are we going to lose Chinese food?
That's the question. What if
because China's not going to be happy about that.
No, what if this is a Tom Clancy novel and they're freaking embedded in all these
Chinese
places?
Chinese food was taken from America.
And freaking Hunan Walk up there on Roof Snow.
Peiwei, gone. Hunan, gone. China Buffet, gone.
They're not gone.
Taste of Asia, gone.
Panda Express?
Gone. Oh, they're sleepers?
They're sleeper cells that have been silently sitting there waiting.
Seriously, what if China says no more Chinese food, man? Y'all
Alton
blew it.
City? Gone.
Panda Express?
Everyone showing up for the Me Thinks
rehearsal?
That's
an American chain, isn't it?
Gone.
I mean, what if?
Oh, no more egg sandwiches.
I'm sorry. Alton City's not Chinese. Vietnamese. It's
Vietnamese.
Laotian.
But
so,
you would you say?
They're the same thing?
No.
Dustin!
I did not say they were the same thing.
You can't just... That's why we're going to get kicked off the air pretty soon.
Speaking of which...
Wait, I'm not done with this thing. Seriously, have you thought about that? What if China's like, you know what? You just took out one of our... Like, that's someone like... If Russia just said, you know what? We're done with Mexicans. Fuck you. We're taking you off the face of the earth. We'd be like, all right, Russia, guess what?
Didn't that happen today?
We'll get to that. No more Mexican food. What if China says, hey, you know what? You shouldn't have blown our friends off the face of the earth. Guess what? No more Chinese food for you.
I have a stir-fry pot in my house.
Yeah, but you can't make orange chicken. What? Sesame chicken?
There's nothing to it.
Dude, okay, first of all, do you have that mineral that they use? The what is it?
What?
It's the substitute for salt that they use that makes you go to sleep and shit. And there's the
tryptophan?
MSG? No,
MSG, yeah.
It's MSG, yeah.
Monosodium. Do you have glucomate?
MSG? You can get MSG down at Kroger.
They sell MSG at Kroger?
Yes.
Yeah, they do. It's in the spice section.
Why is it banned from all the Chinese food restaurants, but you can get it at Kroger's?
I don't know.
That didn't make
sense. But it used to be, yeah. It used to be down there with all the spices. And
usually that's the first thing you see on takeout
menus.
That's
a preservative, right? They use it as a preservative.
It's actually just an additive, but it makes you addicted to their food.
The thing we're going to have a problem with is opium.
You watching Ozark?
No, I haven't yet. I'm fixing to start that. Okay. I've been watching American Vandal.
All right, I haven't started that.
Is that on Netflix? Or?
Yes.
So let's get back to the situation here, though.
It's all about dicks.
So it sounds like you're confident that we're not going to lose Chinese food from this, from us blowing
up. No, we probably will. But they're sleeper cells. What we're going to lose is 99-cent stores because all the product in there comes from China.
There goes my postage for my eBay store.
There goes half the shit we buy.
Yeah, our eBay store. Stubbs Records.
No more spinners.
No more fidget spinners. And they got ones that are butt plugs now that girls are starting at the strip clubs.
I've seen one.
At the Yellow Rose. Mm.
Most of Apple stuff is manufactured in China,
photo
too.
Photo shoot or Yellow Rose. Or both.
The laptops, I'd like to our iPhones.
Yeah.
Let's see what else.
So Trump went scorched earth. He pissed him off bad, man.
Total scorched earth.
And he also, I think he pissed off Iran, too. He's like, you're next,
well, he's calling Kim Jong-un, because that's how you say it.
And Kim Jong-un,
is that he's the rocket man.
That's...
Rocket man, burning down the chains of evermore.
Yeah.
The Nixons did a badass cover of that.
One of my favorite covers
is
that I've
Nixons
ever heard live.
It's good.
Zach Malloy doing Rocket Man.
They did it great.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
It's a good one, too.
Cool. Anyway.
I have to look it up.
So, he did Scorched Earth. Like, I don't understand. Is Trump just not listening to his people around him? Did he write the speech? Number one, did he write
that
speech?
That's my question.
Because who said Rocket Man and blowing North Korea off the face of the earth was a good idea? Like, who told him that? Yeah, go ahead and put that in, man. I think you're.
Yeah,
that's a
we're gonna
line,
wipe
man.
Them out.
Sounds
we're gonna
good.
Wipe them off the earth. That's,
sounds
that's
good.
Amazing.
I don't
you know,
think
that,
Mike Pence.
That reminds me of the Dirk Diggler's band in Boogie Nights. Like, yeah, sounds good, man. Sounds good.
It sounds
like,
way
everyone's
good.
Around
yeah.
Him. Was the song he sang in that the? What's the song?
You
got a touch.
Yeah. You got the
touch.
Yeah. When the little Chinese guys were running around with bang snaps.
Yeah.
Pop.
See, it's a full circle.
Or
man.
Firecrackers, whichever it is.
I don't like it though.
Hey,
I don't like our presidents going up.
Your music once.
Oh my God.
Whoa. What was it?
That was an ad.
Did you get an email?
That was an ad. All right. Does it sound something like
you
this?
Got the
I'm still here.
No. Let's see. We'll probably get pulled off YouTube for this because of this plan.
Is this the You Got the Touch?
No, this is the Nixons doing Rocket Man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
This was a good, and they did it good
it's
live.
It's available on YouTube.
You got to see it live, too.
Did they release it on an album?
I think they did. Something. Oh, this brings back memories.
You know what? There's another good version of Rocket Man that you turned me on to.
This reminds me of Jägermeister and Lemon Drops. Just, hey, Bud Light.
You know the version of Rocket Man that Maynard did?
Oh, yeah.
Turned me
no.
on to that one. That one was good. Yeah. It says it's on the Nixon's latest thing. Anyway, we'll kill this so we don't lose our monetization on YouTube.
Do they give you a certain amount that you can play before it gets into
I don't
into
know. I think
fine?
We talked over it enough that it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't understand this thing. Like, why does YouTube think that we have money to pay them for any kind of, like, okay.
No, they just
pull it down,
they'll,
huh?
Yeah, they'll just remove the audio.
They either remove the audio or you can't monetize that stream.
Yeah, that happened
they'll
to
put
one of
ads
my videos.
In front of it and it will go to whoever you played on there. It'll go to them.
Yeah, whoever the...
So they will play ads. We won't get the money from
the
ads.
To the song.
Yeah, I won't have the ability to place ads in our content.
Huh.
Yeah,
all right.
It's pretty fun. That's why we're having everybody sign releases now.
Well, are we going to send one to Zach Malloy and Elton John?
They probably don't own this.
Elton John doesn't...
Yeah, we'll send one to him. Or we'll just cut that audio out.
No, I like the idea of Oryx sending a nicely typed... 11th grade letter to Elton John.
Dear Elton John.
Hey. That's how I'm going to get Post Malone on here.
I don't know who you are. Dustin and Stubbs says you're kind of cool, but you're kind of gay.
Are you gay?
Are you gay? It's cool. We like gay people, too.
We just burn their clubs
down. Can we have permission to play Rocket Man? Because we did this thing about Kim Jong-un.
Hey, Elton John, I got a question for you.
So you're a full-blown lesbian.
Hey, Elton John. Ulrich, sup? Suh. Hey, do you know what a fire extinguisher is used for?
Have you ever heard about the girl that walked into an adult novelty shop and wanted to buy a dildo and just pointed one at the wall and the owner goes,
"Suh."
That's a fire extinguisher, whore.
I want the big red one.
That's what our language is going to be reduced to. It's going to be like,
replace all the connecting verbs and...
That's what me and Dave...
Some predicates. I'm going to take them out.
When I first met David O'Hearn, that was our discussions. Like, we would walk up to each other and...
Beer?
Yeah, let's go. Beer. We'd say two words. Yeah, and beer. And joint.
Joint? All right, so I have a story I want to tell.
Is this still the one that we were going to hit on Shoot the Shit?
You know so well.
Yeah, I've got it in there. I went to my doctor yesterday.
For the
Adderall? No, the psychologist, psychologist. Which not one the, gives you drugs?
Not the shocker.
Which one gives you drugs?
That's the
psychiatrist gives you the drugs.
I thought it was psychologist.
Y'all both.
Psychologist. Psychologist is usually the therapist.
Which one is it?
Psychiatrist gives you the drugs.
Psychiatrist is the one that gives you the medicine.
Yeah.
Psychiatrist. Okay. So I went to my psychiatrist, and as I'm walking in the door. She's in this complex where there's a bunch of doctors. And there's a long hallway, and I'm walking up to her door to her office. And I hear a bunch of commotion behind the wall. And as I open the door, this lady's in a wheelchair, screaming and yelling and ranting, has slobber coming all out of her mouth, is our age, easily. And is freaking out because she can't wheel her wheelchair out the door because there's a little hump. And she's just
lawsuit.
Ranting and screaming and going off because she's in a hurry to get to the bathroom.
Did you ask her
that's across the hall.
About the fire extinguisher?
I didn't ask this lady shit.
You got out of the way.
I got out of the way. I just held the door open for him, and I was like, here you go. And she went over
so
across to the
bathroom.
She was
frothing at the mouth and stuff?
Yeah. She goes to the bathroom, and so I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what just – oh, and my doctor – was pushing her out to the bathroom, helping her to the bathroom. So I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. Walk in the waiting room. There's two other ladies and a little boy in there. And sign in and everything. And I'm sitting there for a few minutes. Everything's just kind of going like normal as you're in a waiting room.
So this is at your head doctor's office, not another doctor that's in the same waiting room.
In my head doctor's.
Yeah.
So about 10, 15 minutes goes by, and then all of a sudden, the door swings open again, and it's some guy open the door, and that lady in the wheelchair is coming back in, and she's crying and like hysterically crying, going, "There was no button. There was no button for me to get out. The door went open on its own. I couldn't get out, and I was trapped in the bathroom." And she's freaking out, and then she's like, "I had to scream for help, and someone came and got me, and now I couldn't get back in here."
What?
And we're all like, so.
No way, man. One
I've
question.
I've got my Bluetooth headphones in, so I just kind of.
I've got one question. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
And then you can continue the story.
Go.
Why the fuck did you not roll pink?
I tried.
Why did you get video?
So here's the deal. Is the where I was sitting, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it discreetly. Without it looking like I'm sitting here videotaping you because it's about this size.
She's beyond that point. It does not matter. You don't have to be discreet with that type of scene.
And I really
you can be straight up.
I would have because for the first time in my life,
this is what you could do. It's just this. Like, could you? You could frame him.
I
and
could
stuff.
Frame her. I'm doing this.
Yeah.
So as she comes back in crying and sobbing and she's screaming about her. She doesn't have a catheter in, and her bladder's clogged, and she's in pain and she's freaking out.
Sounds like me on a Sunday.
Medicine, and she's shaking, and I generally felt sorry for her for about 5 minutes of this rant until I realized, oh, you're a junkie.
Oh, she's trying to get some.
And you're trying to get more pills. You know,
yeah, she's probably trying to get some Xanax.
Like, I wanted to, like, help her and get whatever. But then sounds like a Xan baby. So she starts freaking out. I don't have my medicine, and I'm coming off, and I'm having withdrawals. And, you know, I just need all this paperwork so I can get to North Hills Medical so they can admit me and put a catheter in me so I can pee because I'm in pain. And she goes, I'm stuck to this wheelchair. I can't get out of this wheelchair because of my back pain. I've been in pain for 18 months and no doctors will look at me, so I've been going to pain management. Like, she's ranting all this stuff repeatedly.
Mm.
And I was just like, holy crap. Well, it turns out that the lady with the little boy sitting in there is helping her, drove her there, is connected to her. Well, the lady that's ranting and raving, her phone rings, and she picks up her phone, and she's like, oh, mama, I'm at the doctor's, and I just need help, and they're trying to get me all helped out so I can get to the hospital, and my bladder's still full, and, you know, she repeats the whole story.
Right.
And you can hear her mom kind of loud through the phone. It's like, well, how'd you get there? And she goes, oh, this lady that I met at the new church I started going to last week brought me here.
Oh, man.
So then, as I'm hearing this, I kind of
sounds like Linda, doesn't it? Or you know who this sounds like.
Sarah. I kind of looked up at her mom, or at the lady that helped her, and I was just like, oh,
get this
shit
out of here.
You probably had no clue what you're getting into, because you had no clue what
this
person was.
Is that how she looked?
Yeah, the lady looked freaked out, like, oh, my God. So she went over
and sat by her,
and she told her, she's like, hey, you need to bring it down. People can hear what you're saying.
I would have just left.
And she's like, I don't care. You know, I'm losing my mind. I want to die.
Oh,
I'd
have been like, it's been
so
good.
Bad.
I'm out. And just walked right out the door. I left her.
I started looking at the receptionist, and I started going, all right, I didn't check in. I didn't come here for this bullshit. I'm out. And she starts going through her purse. So she's rifling through her purse looking for something as the bookkeeper there at the office is trying to get all her records together. So she's rifling through her purse. Things are just falling out, and there's different rattlers of different types falling out, and all sorts of paperwork, discarded stuff, and then there's a snub-nosed pistol.
Okay.
So
was this the patient's purse or the receptionist's purse?
The patient's purse.
Okay.
Texas.
The lady that's freaking out. So then in my head I went, so this is how it's going to happen.
I'm going to get popped in my head doctor's office by some
this
crazy strung
bullshit
out bitch.
Is going to happen. Either I'm going to die or I'm going to kill someone. I'm going to have to struggle a gun away and kill someone. And so I'm sitting there.
Were you the
now
only
I'm
one
on
that
edge.
Saw the pistol?
No. The guy next to me saw it too.
What did he do?
And he sat up on edge too. He was like, and we just kind of looked at each other like, oh shit. So she gathers all her stuff back up, and then she goes, this chair makes me uncomfortable. Stands up, pushes the wheelchair back, walks over to a regular chair and sits down. And I went, what the fuck just happened? You just said you were confined to a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And she got up. Well, when she got up, that's when I noticed there's like scabs and sores all over her, and there's track marks all over the back of her arm.
Yeah.
And I'm going, holy shit. So they're trying to get everything straightened out. The accountant, bookkeeper, whatever, comes over and brings a folder to her that's just full of paperwork. Well, she starts sorting it out all over the floor by date, and she's still screaming and ranting
on the floor
and drooling.
Like a porn stash when you're in high school, like where you put it to the page and then leave it there,
and
then get the other one, put it to that page, leave
it
there.
You could have made this easy for me and done this by date. I'm going to need this by date when I go to the hospital, blah, blah, blah.
Man, how'd you keep
your
cool?
She's like, I just need help. Well, now I'm on edge. And now I'm like, okay.
You're about to start the hyperextension of the elbow?
I'm like, I need to see your purse, ma'am. And I'm sitting there going, I'm just going to watch this bitch, see what happens. Because if I did get, now it's in my head, if I got up and left and something happened and I could have prevented something from happening.
You're going to feel bad.
I'm going to feel bad.
Yeah.
So all these different scenarios are playing through my head. And Finally, she gets her stuff in order. The lady that's helping her and the little boy are kind of standing there and helping her. And then the doctor comes out and gets her. They go back to the doctor's office, and all of us in the waiting room just go, whew. It's like, what the fuck was that? What is going on? And we're all kind of laughing and joking about it. But yeah. I was like, and I turned to the guy next to me. I said, if I hear pops coming out of there,
I'm taking off, man. Yeah.
I'm gone. I don't care. It's too late. And she is back there. The door is shut. She's down the hall and around the corner and screaming and yelling and going nuts about all this stuff. I mean, what it came down to was she was either coming off her pills, coming off some type of drugs, and she has all these issues with her, and she makes it sound like it's the end of the world for her, but it's like a you put yourself in this situation type thing, so I'm not sorry for
you.
Yeah.
So here's what it probably was. Here's probably what it was. Your shrink's not prescribing opiates. She prescribes probably barbiturates and Xannies. Xannies for anxiety.
And meth.
What she usually does.
What is Adderall for?
The Adderall.
Man,
this doesn't sound like Adderall.
That's an amphetamine.
Yeah, it is, but this doesn't sound like Adderall. This sounds like someone that's coming off of opium and wants to not have the withdrawal, so they're trying to get more Xanax, because that's what opiate heads do a lot of times. Remember we had one once that used to hit me up for my wife's Xanax several times.
When we in the show?
My ex-wife, by the way.
When we in the show.
You got a story?
Yeah, I need to talk to you about something serious, so don't let me forget.
Okay.
Because this...
So here's... This is going to lead into another discussion, by the way. So what probably happened is she ran out of dope. Her hydrocodone or oxycodones or whatever her drug of choice was.
Or methadone.
She probably didn't have any money to get any heroin, because a lot of times they'll go get a bump of heroin when they're done with their pills. And this gets back to opiates in America, how bad it is. Then she doesn't have any more Xanax because she took it all. She goes to her doctor to scramble to get Xanax or something, and you got caught in the crossfire. Now I got something else to tell you. So when I blew my knee back in...
How'd you do that?
I was
How'd your mouth reach? You're pretty flexible, man.
That's when you should have played a leaf giggling. Is right there.
He's over there on the phone.
Talking to bitches.
I'm bored.
Well, you gotta listen to the show.
So listen to this.
Punch in.
So here's we have the only producer in the world that says, I'm bored during the middle of the show. I don't want to do my job. I'm bored. There you go.
Anyway, I did it.
It's a little late. Oh, you did. All right.
Never mind when I
blew my knee.
Nom, 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 nom.
You can play her again. When I blew my knee back in 2010 or whatever it was.
I thought it was 11.
When we had the show.
Yeah, remember? I was at that show. Right, that happened right after that accident happened.
When the next day, when Brittany finally took me to the doctor, there was someone that was Dr. Hoppin that was here trying to get opiates, painkillers, and they brought in the cops. Okay. Right, all of a sudden they brought the cops in. They said, "Hey, sir, whatever, you've been to like 7 different doctors, because they keep track of that shit. You can't just go into a hospital and say,
no.
Oh, my toe. You could, but now you can't. They have a database
there." Yeah, they do.
I swear I've had friends go in, like three other friends in the last few years that have had emergencies that they've gone to the doctor for, and the same damn things happen. And
people freaking out.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure that. Pretty much 24/7, there is always a junkie at a hospital or a clinic or somewhere trying to score Tylenol 3s, hydrocodones, oxycodone, Percocets, whatever. And that's a reflection. Like, this whole thing that they're talking about don't get me wrong, I love opiates. They're awesome. They are awesome, and I can see why it's a bad problem.
China's gone.
But this whole thing about the U.S. having an opiate problem, that's not bullshit. We really are. That's not a war against. That's not us just trying to declare war on a pharmacy industry that's crooked.
Why do you think we took over Afghanistan?
For their opiate fields.
For poppies.
Opium fields. Yeah, their poppy fields.
The poppy fields.
You watched Ozarks? Are you caught up on Ozarks?
I haven't started.
Okay.
Yet. Is that what it started? That's what it's all about?
No, not at all. But that has a. You'll see.
Okay.
Anyway, so your story. Unfortunately, sounds more and more common. Like, I'm hearing these kind of stories all the time.
My aspect was, I'm gonna have to kill a bitch.
Honestly, you should have probably just done it. Got to put her out of misery. I mean, it's worth the jail time, right? Take out a junkie.
What if she had kids?
That's a junkie with.
And then Brittany would have lost a waitress.
A nice little 38.
Hey, I can make jokes about that bar.
Is that what kind of gun it was in her purse?
The snub nose 38.
Yeah, snub nose 38.
Right?
Man, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
My mom carries one of those in her purse.
Very sorry. You had to go through
that. I really wish. And
but
I
that
tried
story's
to roll
getting so common, man.
You know what? I saw a guy coming withdrawn in the middle of Lancaster and Riverside Drive right there.
Was he wearing a KMFDM shirt? It said Salvation on the back.
No, this guy was like. He was so brittle and bony and had crazy-ass hair going everywhere, mm-hmm. and he was just shaking, falling apart. Like, standing between cars as they drove by in the middle of the intersection. It was just like, holy shit, he's coming down.
Yeah. You know who has it bad, too, with just random people coming off of whatever it is on the side of the road is Austin. There are so many bums and coming off stuff, and just you feel bad. You're like, dude. I've seen you like 3 days in a row. Then you'll tell a cop, and the cop will say, oh, yeah, he's cool. He's here all the time.
The place that's bad, and it's always been bad.
It's not Sixth Street, is it?
No, is California, L.A. Oh. Mm-hmm. I mean, L.A.'s terrible.
Oh, yeah. Talking about bums or just drugs?
Both.
Yeah, L.A. Mm.
Well, drugs, they say, are made in California.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. But I'm dead serious. I've heard the same thing, the type of story. Not as intense as that one. That was a good one. But I've heard that type of story about druggies coming in to waiting rooms and just causing a complete chaotic mess.
And it was a chaotic mess. And she was, I mean, she was drooling everywhere and she was all crusted up. And I'm really surprised that my doctor just kind of pushed her back out on the street under the girls. Because when they came rolling out, she was saying, "I'm just to the point I want to kill myself. I'm done with this."
And she had this. She had the gun.
Do it. And
I mean, she could have done
my
that.
My doctor stopped and turned to her and goes, "If you're thinking that,
I have to call the police.
I'm calling."
Yeah.
And she goes, "No, no, no. It's just a phrase. I'm in pain. Yeah. I'm hurting." And I felt bad. The lady that was helping her had this little boy. It was like 7 or 8 years old.
And you're probably right. It was probably some sweet churchgoer that got. Like
hoodwinked into it.
She was like, "You know what? I can do this. This is what the Lord would do."
Non-suspecting.
And she probably
Samaritan,
called her husband, and her husband's working for AT&T. He's like, "No, don't fucking do. No,
she's a stranger. You're gonna be she just started
Jesus,
our church.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Heart attacks in an It movie." Wait, that didn't make sense.
What?
Anyway, so
you did a total
Reader's Choice Podcast Award.
What the fuck is
stop
dude,
it
you talking about? Jesus Christ, Turkish Muslims? I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. So I got some more ranty stuff since we've been ranting since you started bringing up the pina coladas.
If you'd like to rant,
it's like a pina colada.
Here's your rant music.
No, this is a sports one.
Oh, it's a sports one.
Yeah. Okay. It's good you're playing that because that's AFC music. That's CBS.
Very football-esque.
Hey, if you listen to any of these sports stations, make sure you listen to this part and tell your buddies that work at the sports stations that I did this segment so they can listen because I have a gripe with them.
Oh, like
you were supposed to start a sports show down at the Pirate.
Oh, like Dale Hansen?
I was.
We were.
I thought that was for a metal show.
They wanted a metal show and a sports show, and they wanted us
combined?
To do sports. No, they were going to be two separate shows.
Oh, we had to do two shows.
No.
Oh, I'm done.
It was our choice.
Oh, one or.
Oh,
one or. I gotcha.
But they really were pushing the sports show for you and I to do a sports show.
We totally should.
It's all Manchester United all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, we covered like pickleball or some shit. We dodge all major sports and just do like things that the usual typical sports listener hates. That'd be funny.
Going all Man U.
So you can keep playing. You can loop that. This is a gripe.
No, I don't want to lose
So that. Everybody that listens to the show knows that I'm diehard Dallas Cowboys. So are you. We've always we grew up, we're born and raised, and we're football fans. We
and
love football.
One of us are employed by the organization.
Yes.
So
and it's not me, so I can say this, what I'm about to say. Just kidding.
I need to show you my
badge. Tell me if this bug. Did you watch the game, or were you editing photos the whole time?
I was shooting photos of a certain pop star that has a awesome liner.
You know what? It's actually my period blood.
I was waiting for you to play it.
I don't
know people. So, anyway, the Cowboy game, they went up and they lost to, I don't know if you knew this, but they lost to Denver.
I heard they did.
Yeah.
I heard they did very much.
Yeah, here's the problem. Here's why I hate.
To the OJ Broncos.
The title of this our show note right here is Sucks to be a Cowboys fan in a Cowboys city. It sucks. Like, the next day, you would have thought we lost to, like, Palestine middle school football team or something. And the thing that pisses me off is the Denver Broncos, if you know anything about football, if your pretentious fucking sports reporter ass knows anything about football, you would know that Denver's on the come up, okay? Ever since they've been rebuilding since they lost Mr. Manning, they've gotten better and better and better. Their defense has not changed much. Like, their defense is amazing. They have the highest ranked defense in the league. Guess what good defenses do? They adjust their game so they will stop a run. And that's what happened. Denver, Mile High, or Denver, their stadium is one of the hardest places to play. That and Lambeau Field are two of the, like, hardest places to play in the NFL.
Hold up.
What?
Lambeau's hard usually because of temperature. Because you usually freeze your sack off.
Well, yeah.
And then the thing with Denver is
the noise.
But the altitude, there's, I don't know why the Cowboys don't do this.
They used to. You talking about training with the noise, like the big speakers and stuff?
No, and I know they still do this, but they can train, and they have machines that will get them adjusted to altitude.
I think you're talking about doping your blood, and that's illegal. We can't do
that. No, they actually have a machine that will kind of get you ready for altitude, but everybody I've heard talk about this has said the thing to do mm-hmm. is you fly in as close to the start of game time as you can.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because
the thing is, now they have those masks you can wear when you're training for stuff like that.
Yeah.
These masks you can wear to train for, like,
altitude.
Yeah, marathon issues. Guys do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a good point, great point. But my point is, this city is such a bullshit poser city for football.
No, are you? No.
It drives me nuts.
Come on, dude.
It drives me up a wall.
You mean all those people I see with their giant fake titties and their fake lips and their fake extensions in their hair
now
that go up there and they scream, mm-hmm. I love you, Dez.
Yeah.
I love you, Zeke. Yeah. Those people know football?
Man, if you listen to the radio stations, because there's a few sports stations that I like to listen to, and they all day long, Zeke, God damn, man, he gave up on football. That son of a bitch. All he wants to do is beat women. That's all he cares about, man. He don't care about you. He didn't even try to tackle that motherfucker.
You know why
he didn't even try to drop that. And
you know why Zeke gave up, don't you?
So that, and then you hear this. Then you hear this. Dak, oh Jesus Christ, Dak, fucking sophomore slump shit.
Okay, hold on. I didn't watch a minute of it.
Dude, goddamn, calm down.
I didn't watch a minute of the game, but from everything I've heard, is it doesn't sound like it was Dak's fault. It sounded like everybody kept having balls go right between their hands and they didn't know how to pull them to their body or close their hands around the ball.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing. Everybody's griping about Dez. The problem is this is the second
Beasley
game of the season.
Well, didn't Beasley do it too and didn't?
Yes. It's like our sports fans don't have any concept of a bad game or a better team.
Season's done. It's over.
They don't have. There is no concept of a better team. This, like you,
we were supposed to go 16-0 and be like the Miami Dolphins that one year, and we were going to break.
Dak Prescott wasn't going to lose a game ever again in his rest of his career. Now he had four interceptions going to this game. Now he's got
Dak Prescott's a miracle.
He was going to finish his career and go into the Hall of Fame with four interceptions. But now he fucked it up.
Did he have an interception?
Yeah, he had a few
on this game. He did.
Yeah, yeah. But two of them weren't really his fault. Anyway, my point is, even some of the radio stations, like the sports stations.
Like Kid Craddock in the morning?
We're kind of getting in. Yeah. I'm talking about Kid Ticket. The Craddock in the
Ticket.
Morning. Yeah. They were they were losing their ground. Like, oh, man. Like, dude, calm down.
This season's over.
Yeah. It's one game. Remember when Aaron Rodgers said, relax. Remember
get
that?
To it.
Relax.
When you want to go do it.
If you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, if you're a football fan.
At least we're not
fan,
the Giants. Holy shit.
Relax.
Hey, Monday night.
That's my rant, though.
Oh, that's Richard's team, isn't it?
Our next game is Monday night.
Against Arizona.
Yeah.
If it happens again.
We're going to have to hook up with Chris.
Yeah.
Watch it somewhere.
Chris Johnson, by the way.
Chris Johnson.
Who's on the Arizona Cardinals.
And then they come back here for the Rams, which I don't
know. The thing that's funny is if you're a sports fan, they're going, they don't know Chris Johnson. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. We know Chris Johnson very well.
So my point is, relax if you're a Cowboys fan and you listen to the Jerry Jonestown Massacre show. Hey, we're in this together, and we're not worried about this, man. This is a little kink. We're going to be good. We're going to be good, man. Denver's a fucking good football team.
Denver is really good. In fact, they're...
I don't know why...
Weren't their preseason rankings like...
Their defense was ranked number one, I believe.
But their run defense was scheduled to go to the Super Bowl?
They could be. Their run defense isn't the greatest, but the thing is about a good defense, when you're ranked number one as a good defense, guess what you're going to do? You're going to adjust your game if you see a runner coming in.
You're going to defend.
And you're going to defend, and you're gonna stop the run. That's what number one ranked defenses do. They do that. So
I'm looking through
that's
this.
My rant, man.
Well, we're going through the AFC, right? AFC, where are they? Jesus.
What was
thought
that?
We just got, I thought we just got transported to the Yellow Rose.
Oh, shit. According to the USA Today, Denver Broncos were forecast to go 7-9.
Yeah, because of their quarterback. C.J. And if you know, that's another thing. If you know stuff about football, C.J. Anderson, he's been injury plagued, and he's a bad mofo. He came back this season. Their main question mark, I would say, was their quarterback. Well, guess what? We're not the only one with a stud that's coming up.
All I know is that I'm undefeated in fantasy.
That's all you need to worry about,
that's
man.
That's all I need to worry about, that and making sure I get to the stadium in 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, I love you.
Love you, too. Good night.
All right, I want to talk about one major thing before we get off
the sex doll service in China.
No. This is actually kind of serious. But on our way in here, actually around lunchtime today, there was a major earthquake. And
I didn't
right
know about
Mexico
this
till
3 o'clock.
Yeah, have you seen these videos that are on Twitter
they're
lately?
They're insane. Have
yeah, the
you
one
seen
in Mexico?
These?
No, yeah. I haven't seen the videos
yet.
Oh,
man. They're all over. Twitter's blowing up with these crazy-ass videos of buildings just collapsing.
20-something people died so far?
No, it's up over 100 now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've
more than 100 dead after powerful earthquake hit southern Mexico. It was a 7.1.
Yeah.
And they were saying before
Mexico
we came
City's
in here.
Mexico City's a metal town, too. I feel sorry for Mexico. Hopefully we'll hook
them
metal?
Up. What if there's a bunch of pop fans? Do you not care about them?
I just love Mexico, man. I love the whole country. We have friends that live in Mexico. I have a buddy that I used to
El
work
Chapo?
With. Yeah, our friend El Chapo. he's from Mexico. But they got a lot of people in a little bitty area.
Do you think is God's way of telling Trump to back off for his comments that he made
why
at the UN?
He,
politics,
why
huh?
Would he
well, because he wants to build the wall.
Why would God have attacked Mexico? Why wouldn't he have attacked
D.C.? What did politics have to do with natural disasters?
Never mind. This totally didn't go off the way I planned it for it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But you know what?
It should have
been
D.C.
I bet you anything someone will run that narrative along.
Probably. They'll say this is Trump's fault. But they
now can't build his wall because of the quakes.
That there were 29. I'm trying to see if there's an updated count, but 29 buildings collapsed.
Yeah,
through Mexico, and some of them are huge.
The first images that I saw on Twitter was there was a person that was taking a video from the top of a skyrise,
and you could see
and
all
you could
the
see all the smoke
rocking?
And rubble. And, well, no, oh yeah, that one too.
That one's crazy.
But
too.
Also throughout the city, there was
smoke,
dust, and smoke everywhere. So
and
it's
these
pretty
buildings,
serious.
These buildings fell without the aid of jet fuel. Just want to cut those conspiracies off as fast. So earthquakes,
it's nobody's fault but
wait,
mine.
You saw some of the videos, right?
I saw a bunch of videos.
Have you seen the one where the American tourist is drinking a beer and like in the middle of some like lagoon or something?
Yeah,
and the water and the trees
going nuts.
That would freak me the fuck out.
Like,
I like how they're just having fun, thinking it's funny.
How here's the thing is like, feels so if you're on water like that, you're not gonna know what's going on.
Well, you could see the trees and stuff bending. That was scary as shit. Earthquakes are scary.
They're scary, and there's always been a debate on if you lived on the West Coast anywhere, you know, fuck tornadoes in the Midwest and
no,
in the South.
Shit.
Tornadoes scare the shit out of me. No, uh-uh. You know what scares the shit out of me?
Is the whole universe shaking.
Is when the earth underneath you shakes and you have no warning.
No, yeah,
at
for
all,
sure.
And you don't know how long it's going to be.
No.
You don't know what direction it's coming from.
No.
You don't know what's going on.
People in California amaze me.
They're.
You know why?
There's
I've
no
supposedly
escape.
Been through one.
See,
but
here's
I don't know
what, here's what drives me crazy, okay? If I was a Californian, I would probably have some edible products at my disposal.
And
on
you just
several occasions.
Pop them?
No. It'd be my luck. I'd eat a whole cookie or something or brownie or whatever, or gummy. We've had gummies in our show before. I would eat one whole of those bastards, right?
I have one tonight.
And then right when I'm like, yeah, this is rad. The whole, like, how do they do that? How do the potheads sit through that? Like, that would freak me the fuck out, especially if I was doing high potency stuff, shrooms, high THC, anything. I'd be like,
you know, they had one today, too. They had an earthquake. They had a 3.2.
Was it around the same time?
It was earlier this morning, I believe, 3.2. But the I've been out there, and supposedly one happened, but we were driving down the highway, and when you're driving a car, you don't feel it.
Yeah.
At all. I mean, it just,
I bet you
so rough.
If you were in a 7.1 on the Richter scale, which is what they're
saying
today,
I bet you would.
Was,
if you start seeing the road buckle, because there are pictures of asphalt just torn up.
No,
and
yeah,
the
there's pictures
buckling
of buildings going like just wobbling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
you would know that.
Yeah, this is one of the things that I don't like about technology is, like, we have, man, I guess, it's the scotch. I start drinking scotch and I say, like, 70,000 times.
Yeah, you guys remember the one that happened in San Francisco in 89?
Everybody's
that
got,
one was bad. My aunt was living there when that happened.
Lights out.
Everybody's got cameras on their phones now. So what's happening is everything's getting captured. And I don't like it.
You don't like being captured?
No, man. I don't like seeing that stuff. That scares the
shit
out of me.
I'm going to say
earthquakes,
that
police shootings.
That's going to be the downfall of our
podcast.
Of everything is too many people capturing too much shit that, like, the Charleston.
Wait, you want to write that in stone?
Braille?
The downfall
of
man.
Why would you write in Braille?
Too many people capturing too much shit on shit.
And sharing shit. Because, like, the Charlottesville thing.
Oh, yeah.
If that would have just happened and no one had been there to cover it, it would have been like, meow.
Yeah, it wouldn't have built up. Wouldn't have snowballed.
Yeah, yeah, like Robo Tuners and Significant Podcast.
What you think about that girl wasn't even hit by the car? One. You seen the video?
Yeah.
What?
So, what's happening to that guy? Like, you don't even heard
even
anything.
I don't
you?
Know. I have no idea.
Have you seen the video?
I think
that
it's all dropped.
That? She had a heart attack. She had a heart attack, and they have video proof that she wasn't even hit.
She wasn't hit
so
by the
car. So Queen Antifa is freaking out. The everybody on the left is like, see, Trump. And so this girl wasn't even involved. Like, she wasn't even struck by the car. She was next to it. Mm-hmm. She fell down, and they think what happened is she freaked out and had a heart attack because she was overweight. They say that the picture that they were showing on all the major news sources and media sources was a picture from her right after she graduated from high school, and she was actually about 250 pounds overweight. So she had a heart attack because she was in some shit that she shouldn't have been for Queen Antifa. And now this dude, I mean, the guy shouldn't have done that either way. He shouldn't have run through a crowd with a car.
Oh, so this is that same chick that got run over and died at that same.
He's getting charged with murder, right?
I believe so. Yeah, that he was getting charged with murder.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. So do you think they're going to keep that charge?
I don't know,
because the event of him actually driving through the crowd still what caused it, right? Because she freaked out and had a heart attack and died. But geez, man. And what's going on with that? Like, there's... If I say, like, one more goddamn time, I'm going to punch myself.
I have no idea what's happening with all that. I've kind of given up on it.
On the whole Charleston thing?
So you... Yeah, I'm getting tired of this shit. Who cares?
Oh, I agree, man. It's ridiculous. I mean, but the thing that does it not scare you that what you said earlier might happen? We might get shut down because of this shit.
Have you ever heard of the...
Comedians aren't going to be able to make jokes anymore.
There's no going to be comedians in cars getting coffee anymore.
No.
That's what's important.
And I love Jerry Seinfeld. Fuck that.
Yeah, Netflix is going to have to kill all their stuff.
Joe Rogan.
Speaking of which, have you seen all the advertisements for Netflix as a joke?
Yes, I saw that today. That was hilarious.
We'll watch it later.
Yeah.
Just look up Netflix as a joke. They've been hanging posters all over California leading up to the Emmys that happened this weekend.
Yeah.
That all say Netflix is a joke, Netflix is a joke. Okay, and everybody's like, holy crap, who's attacking Netflix? Well, then they launched this ad campaign. I guess it was Saturday or Sunday. Of commercials that led into Netflix a joke, and they're the ones that have been hanging all these
Netflix
and putting them everybody, yeah. And it's pretty genius. It's pretty genius.
Hey, are they winning? They're winning the comedian war right now.
Oh, like, yeah. And they're offering so much money, and these comedians are just coming in and they're doing stand up. And man, it's so there's great.
I have one show to watch on HBO, and that's Game of Thrones. I have to watch the final season. Other than that, everything that I'm watching right now is on Netflix.
Well, you've already watched all Defiant ones.
Yeah, Netflix and Hulu for me.
Is there anything else on HBO you need to watch?
Vice Principals came out.
Yeah, it's
Silicon Valley. I watched those two.
Veep.
I only watch Veep when I'm too hungover to change the channel.
Veep is pretty damn genius.
Yeah, it is. It's always good.
Yeah, it's pretty genius. So I'm gonna throw something out here at you that I want you to do some research on, but it's going to scare the shit out of both y'all.
What is it?
Have you heard about Adobe's new little audio program called Voco that they're working on?
No. I assume it's a vocoder of some kind?
No.
Interpreter.
So it's a... the story's been floating around for about a year, and they actually did a big, keynote about Voco a month ago. And I'm just now reading and seeing about it. But what it does, this is what makes it scary, is that you can input up to 40 minutes of audio of someone talking. So say you have 40 minutes of Matt or I talking over the 4 years we've been doing this show.
There's so many freaking
wasps. I got
freaking dead everywhere. Excuse me?
What?
Wasps
everywhere.
Like you got stung?
You have a wasp nest in your backyard?
Well, did you go to take a piss and they got you?
Did you piss on a nest?
I don't know. No, they're hanging out like right there.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Do you want to see?
Fans of the show.
Yeah.
You still have that can of wasp spray you got for Christmas 3 years ago? Stubbs?
I doubt that's any good. But anyway, back to my story.
Yeah, Voco.
This Voco. So what it is you can input, they recommend up to 40 minutes of audio of someone talking. But you don't have to put that many in. You can put in 20 minutes. You can put in whatever. And what you can do with that amount of time of audio, you can then type in sentences and create an entire audio track of
that
them saying
vocals.
Things. Of that his guy's vocals
inflection.
With the inflection.
Oh,
with
shit.
Everything to
They're
make
not gonna
it
be
sound
able to
realistic.
Launch
this. Oh, that's crazy. That's what they did for Roger Ebert before he died, after he had his jaw surgery.
So what they did
They're not
was
be able
they
to launch
used,
that.
What's his name, Peel? Michael Peel, is that his name?
Law enforcement will get to use it, and that's it.
So what they're doing, what they did was they did on their little demo, they did a thing of when he was nominated for an Emmy, he did a funny little joke because he was there.
And they messed with it.
And he said, you know, when I found out I was nominated, I jumped out of bed, and I kissed my dogs, then I turned and I kissed my wife, and then I blah, 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 blah. Well, he feels that he messed up on what he said, so they went in and cut out and rearranged, took the piece of where he said, I kissed my wife, and put it in front of the dogs, and it sounds perfect. I went in and I kissed my wife,
yeah.
Then I kissed my dogs.
So it sounds seamless? It doesn't sound like an edit?
No. It's seamless.
So prepare yourself for more...
Fake news.
Yeah, fake news. Yeah.
Because now you can take audio and don't...
Yeah. RT's going to be on that.
Don't you think I'm not getting that with my Creative Cloud subscription?
I don't think, man, honestly, don't you think law enforcement's going to say, nah, we ain't giving this to everyone?
You want
to
know what's scarier?
The dark web will have it.
You want to know what's scarier?
Yeah.
What's that? I got something else to add to this story, too, by the way.
There's a company, or a, I'm sorry, it's a university.
Yeah.
Has created a piece of software that will allow you to go in, And in real time, you can have a good projected photo of your face, and you can take the video of, say, JFK doing a speech.
Yeah. By
the
way.
And as it's playing,
yeah,
you can change your facial expressions to smile or be sad or shake your head or move your head.
It's the same
or whatever
technology they're using on Snapchat, isn't it? The filters
and stuff.
And it
will do that, and it looks seamless.
Well, it's funny that you said that. What I was going to add is, have you seen, you watch Vice?
Yes.
Have you seen the one where they talk about the child exploitation and stuff and how they're trying to start, how they're fighting that?
And they came here and looked at our show and pointed at him and said, "You're exploiting Ulrich."
He didn't even know we're talking about him.
He's not even paying attention to the show again.
Because I'm pissed. I have 57 freaking stings.
Yeah, we'll get you a Benadryl.
If you had 57 wasp stings, you'd be dead.
Well,
you'd be like the kid in...
you'd be like...
What's that kid? Macaulay Culkin in that movie.
Corky?
Hello!
What's the movie called?
My Girl?
My Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one where he dies at the end because he gets stung by all those wasps or whatever.
So they're using that kind of technology, and they're making bots or to get into chat rooms. Because, you know, video chat now is the big thing for pornography and the sex industry.
Yes.
And well, as that goes, so does child porn and stuff goes. You can apparently get into these sex chat rooms with kids. And so they've created like a Max Headroom. Like, it looks totally like a real kid.
Does it glitch
kid.
Like Max Headroom?
No. I think they've worked that out. The glitches.
That'd be awesome if it glitched, though.
Well, then the child, the predator would know. They'd be like, okay, this is not real.
I think you should not be doing this.
No, well, see, that's not what the CG is doing. It's actually leading the guy on and setting up a rendezvous to where they go bust him.
If you went and looked at an old episode of Max Headroom, you think it holds
up? Creepy.
You think it holds up to today?
No. No.
That movie Hackers, Angelina Jolie got her start.
That was already obsolete by the time it came out.
If Ulrich saw Max Headroom, he'd be like, "This is the stupidest shit I've ever seen in my life."
I love Hackers comes on every once in a while, and they're like going through this laptop specs, and like, "Oh my god, it's got MMX technology, man!" And you're just like,
"Yeah, that was like River Phoenix's last movie."
Do you remember the old school movie Body Parts?
Yeah,
I watched that last night,
and
still holds up.
What about Cat People?
Except
Cat People.
Cat People's awesome.
Never seen
except the part where where they're driving, and they're sitting there driving, and the guy has his arm out the window, and the other dude just drives up and goes, puts handcuffs on him, and they start driving.
And you're like,
why wouldn't you just immediately
reach over and just take
shoot it?
It
or yeah, yeah. Like, why wouldn't you just shoot it? Like, he does shoot it at the end, but still. And then when he's going and getting his body parts, and he gets the guy with the arm, and he rips the arm off, and the guy falls onto the cop's car or whatever. It looks like a CPR dummy when it hits.
When you're handcuffed, why don't you just get the car over close to him, roll the window up, and let them take the damage? I'm just saying.
Yeah. How did you not notice a guy was speeding up and about to get close enough to you to...
And standing there like this.
Yeah, with a thing of handcuffs. Like, you're just in deep thought.
Oh, yeah.
And how would you...
I'm staring off thinking about Lost Highway.
And how did the guy that is going around getting his body parts back, the killer, did he practice that move? Because that takes skill. You got handcuffs and you're just going to drive up next to someone and be like... Yeah.
I've been training years for this move.
Yeah. It's my time.
So did you know
my opportunity. And why didn't they put the penis in that movie? Mm. Like, they could have done
maybe
a lot
more.
Maybe
the Pope had something to do with it.
Huh?
The Pope tore all the penises off the statues in the Vatican. Or made them put fig leaves over them.
Is this a Queen Antifa joke?
No, the penis was wrong. Did you know that when President Trump took office,
they created... I'm reading show notes, so I'm sorry.
They created
I'm
an ICE hotline called Voice that you can call if you've ever felt that you've been a crime is committed against you or your family.
Is this what they were freaking out about at the during Harvey? that they were afraid that people were going to call the hotline when they, like, oh, hey, you can come. We'll help you out. Come to our church.
Come to our church. Call this voice hotline?
Yep, and then they just call it. Get them busted, all those people.
I'm going to call it on Matt Thomas.
What you need to do is call your boy.
Dude, I'm legal. They don't have shit on me.
I forgot our favorite preacher's name already.
Joel Osteen?
Yeah. It shows Osteen? How fast the news starts. I've already forgotten about that guy.
Joel Osteen. So you can't... You can just call a number and have people evicted from the country?
I'm doing that to Mexican Joe.
I'm going to come up to the bar and I'm going to go, there's a Belgian, there's a Mexican, there's a
girl there's from Turkey.
She's from Turkey.
She Belgian? Could be on your security, like Homeland Security too.
Somehow you guys gave her a passport. I'm going to just go through the list.
We could turn all our friends in.
But I didn't know there was a phone number you could call now.
I don't know, man. I don't, this whole thing, this whole war against people in
humanity.
Just Mexico. Like, what's the big deal, man? They've lived there the whole time we've lived here. Why the fuck do we care?
I think
just because of terrorism?
Listen, no, it's drugs. And you know what? Drugs are going to get here anyway.
Yeah.
Because they're made in California.
By the CIA.
Cops and queers. To swim, you have to swallow.
I don't get it, man. They make good-looking models.
I don't know. Am I Mr. Libtard Stubbs when I say I don't give a shit about illegal aliens? I don't care, man. I've had them in my life.
Fucking smart, how come they lose a goddamn always?
There you go. Nicely. Man, I just don't give a shit. I don't have time to. I don't have time to care about fucking the taco truck driver that comes and gives me great tacos. Why would I want him to get deported? He's awesome. Why would I care about the dude that comes and fix my house like perfect? Like, if I paid Fox and Jacobs Homes to come do it, it'd cost like $10 million. But this guy down the road is just as badass. Will do it for like 20 grand. I don't get it. I don't get about the fucking marriage shit either. Who cares who gets married to who? It's the same thing. Who fucking cares?
Listen, if they want to torture themselves.
We got Kim Jong-un, Jung, trying to make the Uber bomb.
Marriage is a sacred union between two people.
I just don't have time to care, man.
It's just a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I didn't have to go down and do this whole marriage license when it was the 1800s.
Nah, man.
I wasn't born yet.
I don't get it. I don't get it. People are worked up about silly stuff. That should be the theme of the show is calm down, everybody.
Can we change the show down to Calm the Fuck Down?
We should totally change the name of our show from Jerry Jonestown Massacre to Calm the Fuck Down.
Calm the Fuck Down.
Yeah. Cause and the thing is, it all gets back to the thing you've mentioned like three times is we might not be able to do a podcast much longer because these fucktards. These goddamn fucktards,
because
man.
Of the things we say. You won't be able to say this anymore.
No, you can't say fucktards anymore because you're insulting prostitutes and retarded people.
So you're a full-blown lesbian.
You can't say that. You won't be able to say...
She's got some nice boobs on her.
Man, you won't be able to say...
You won't be able to say... You won't be able to say...
Cunnilingus French kissing. Rim job.
You won't be able to say...
I think my father's baptized.
No, you'll be able to say that. That'll be all right. That'll be okay. You won't be able to say...
You know what? It's actually my period blood.
And you won't be able to say my favorite... My two
favorite
ones... You'll
be able to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Cock! Chism! Grandma! Cock!
Fuck you, you car wash cunt!
Those are my favorites.
Matt
ever.
Thomas, thanks for coming out and hanging out with us, man. It's been awesome.
Thank you for inviting me once again.
Hey, Matt, did you know...
Sorry you had to hear us rant the whole two hours.
Did you know that Toys R Us is filing for bankruptcy?
Yes, I did.
That's scary as shit.
That's what we should be concerned with.
That is.
Yeah, Jesse's niece works there.
Wait, which Jesse?
Jesse Engel.
Not...
You know what? It's actually my period blood.
Yeah.
Not that one?
Yeah, one of Dale's daughters works there. Or used to. I don't know if she does anymore.
So Jesse's worried that his... Oh, wait, Jesse doesn't have a daughter. What are you talking about?
You know
about,
what?
Man?
I'm going to change nieces. The name of this fucking show to
Calm the Fuck Down.
To Calm the Fuck Down.
Or you know what?
With parentheses. It's going to be Calm the Fuck Down, parentheses.
You know what?
The War on Walmart. Close parentheses.
Yeah.
Small economy.
Everybody's, man, everybody's priorities are fucked up. They're living in a...
I want to start another new podcast called The War on Walmart.
Yeah. It's just like the podcast that we listen to. There's an alternate universe going on right now.
There is, and most of them live on the south side of Fort Worth.
Uh-oh. Oh.
I haven't yelled at them this show yet.
You're starting a war, dude.
I was actually going to go to Mass this weekend.
Who's at Mass this weekend?
I don't know. I just wanted to go check it out.
I haven't been there yet either.
Oktoberfest is happening this weekend. Oktoberfest.
Oh, I got to go to Front 242 in Depeche Mode.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
On Sunday.
What are you going to do,
Depeche Mode's on Friday.
Oh.
You're going to betray your ancestry for Front 242?
No, Front 242 is closer to my ancestry than any fuck around here.
Good point.
So,
so
sex doll service in China. This is my last story. They were opening up basically an Uber for sex dolls in China.
Oh, like they drive them around?
No,
like Uber Eats, huh?
They will bring them to you, yeah, and you can rent them for a couple of days.
And then they just clean them up and send them to the next guy, huh?
And then the male ones will say, hello, I'm still here.
Whoa.
That's racist.
That was extremely racist.
So,
but you're right.
Is this legitimate, though, or did you see this in Gawker?
No, they had it open for a few days, and then the Chinese government shut them down.
Yeah,
but they were using $1,500 real dolls.
Talk about how you could take America out, North Korea.
Hey.
You just send a fleet of sex dolls over here.
How much is that in yuans, I wonder?
This
Chinese
is in,
currency.
Yeah.
Chinese currency.
I thought it was yen.
Yeah, it's yen, isn't it?
That's Japanese.
Oh, it is?
Oh, it is Japanese.
I thought that was fortune cookies.
I thought you paid in Japan with tentacle porn.
Hey, so
or copies of anime. Wanna,
that's something else. Is tentacle porn? Did that originate in Japan or China?
Japan.
Okay, so we're not going to lose that.
No, we won't lose that.
With the
war on North
Korea. We won't
lose Sony. We won't lose Nikon. We won't lose
Samsung's
Canon.
Gone.
Samsung's gone.
Yeah.
We'll probably use. We'll lose the iPhone parts because most of them are Samsung parts.
See, okay, so here's what we do then. Trump, after he annihilates North Korea, we send, like, it's going to cause a whole huge Asian war probably because, don't you think, there's going to be a lot of different people that jump in on this one.
It's like the Second Dynasty War.
Have you started the Ken Burns Vietnam yet on PBS?
No, but I've heard. Everyone says to watch it.
I watched the first episode. It's harsh, man.
And like what? Like no censorship harsh or just it's a tough watch because it's depressing?
It's a tough watch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like tough like midget shit porn? Like saran wrap stuff?
Like you're seeing death and dismemberment. And which, last topic, I don't want to get into this too far.
I'm done with the sex
But I have a question.
Man, you're flying through these topics now.
Because you brought up Vice, and this was something that was bothering me because I was just watching Vice before we started the show, before we came out here to get ready.
Yeah.
Vice scripts.
God damn it.
And it made me think about this. Like, the episode I was watching was the attack on, what is it, Mogul? Mogul, whatever, in Iran, where ISIS is. They've
the
set
whole,
up their pretty headquarters,
up.
Their big headquarters.
In Iran?
Is it Iran? Fuck, I'm confused.
Or Afghanistan.
Syria, wherever they are. Wherever they are. It's Mogul, isn't it? Isn't that the name of the
New Braunfels?
Maybe it's New Braunfels.
New Braunfels?
Maybe it is. Maybe they went up there and they took over Kenny Rogers' place in Dolly Parton land.
Dolly land.
Dolly land.
Dollywood.
But, so, the dead body.
Those are tits.
You remember when we were young, it was like, you would never see a dead body on TV at all. You would, in order for us to see something gruesome.
You had to get one
death,
of those videos.
We had to get a Faces of Death
Faces
video.
Of Death, yeah.
Traces of Death, Faces of Death. Faces of
you
Death
watch,
always had the fake shit. Traces of Death had the real shit.
You watch Vice News, man.
And they're
this,
on it?
This story they were doing was just mutilated, destroyed body on the streets because of these ISIS snipers just killing them, and then the dogs coming in there and ripping these people apart.
Have you seen the Vice
crazy.
Episode of The World in Disarray?
I watched most of it. I started getting pissed at it because some of the stuff they started saying was like
blowing
what?
Up. Yeah,
you're blowing shit out of proportion. And like Jennifer's even watched it since she's
they
like,
need to calm the fuck down.
She goes, "Who's our enemy? Is it China or is Russia or is Saudi Arabia our enemy?" And I was like, watching this, you would think the entire world is our enemy. Because they blow it up.
Let's get back to the beginning of our show, though, man. We can't We're not going to be the most popular country in the world much longer if we still are. If our president keeps going up there and saying he's going to blow the face of a country off.
Did you see the video I posted on Facebook yesterday or today?
If it's on Facebook, probably not.
Okay, so it's this documentary.
By the way, if you're my stalkers, Facebook is not the way to stalk me anymore.
Instagram.
Instagram and Twitter.
Who we saw at the gym.
Oh, yeah. He's off mic. We got an off mic conversation.
So when I posted a video of this National Geographic video, these guys that went over and Americans went over and skied and snowboarded at the ski resort that's in North Korea.
Yeah.
And they talk about everything and they're like, yeah, everything we're being told in the media is completely wrong about this place.
Yeah, but see, I've also seen stories where people have come back and said it's way worse than what people know. The crimes against humanity that are going on over there, like how, oh, you looked at that, you didn't show respect to that statue the right way, all of a sudden your whole family's missing. Like that, I've heard that too.
And that could be if you live there. But these are tourists going over there, so they're not going
to
just...
You're one of the common people that actually have to live there under that government.
It could be a completely different two things. Because if you're a tourist over there, they're probably going to feed you, like, we want you to know that this is a happy place and a good place and blah, blah, blah. So you have to weigh it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also had family go over to to those communist countries and say that... Yeah, everything we've been told and are fed is like 75% of it's bullshit.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Well, it's just they think we ride horses to places.
Yeah,
like,
here.
Yeah, and Dallas is real.
And we wear boots everywhere, and we're all out either wrestling cattle or drilling oil wells just for fun.
Yeah.
Chasing cuties in our Cadillacs.
Wrong with that, right?
No, I don't either. Anyway, so that's that.
That's what you're ended on? Is that? Hey, watch the Vietnam video because it's bloody and
it's
nasty.
It's pretty good. And
North Korea is not as bad as you think.
You got to remember, there are people over there that don't want to go to war. Just like there's us here. We don't want to go to war.
No, but what do you think we can do? I mean, we've done 90% of what we can do without violence. Like, we're to that point now where we're running out of options. Like, this thing has gone on. I've said like 75 liking times, but this thing's gone on since the Korean War. We're running out of space here.
Well, that's the problem. Is North Korea doesn't think the Korean War ever ended.
The problem is that you have a lunatic that is running a country. That's the problem.
And
who knows which one am I talking about? You see what I did right there? See what I did right there?
No, I think we have two lunatics.
I thought you were saying which of the three of the Kim Dynasty.
I think we have two lunatics running two countries that are fixing to go headlong into each other.
But
if I lived on the West Coast, I'd move.
But the lunatic here would not be put in this position if our leadership had dealt with the lunatic over there way when they should have. This thing has gotten out of hand. They have none of the restrictions that we've placed on them have been enforced.
It's pretty interesting how the Clintons and the Bushes had tight control over all that area
and just blew it.
Then you put Obama in there.
No. If you read, the Clintons and the Bushes also dropped the ball. Everyone has dropped the ball. Everyone has dropped the ball.
They have.
And now you have the other lunatic in the office that we thought was going to be a funny joke about to fucking annihilate a whole country. And you're right. There's good people over there that don't need to die because of this. It's like Bloods in the Crips when the little girls skipping to school.
No,
like Friendly Fire in a gang
playing
fight.
Double Dutch or something.
I think it was No Agenda this week. I want to say that they were talking about the... missile alarms going off in either South Korea or Japan.
Japan. It's happened twice.
Yeah, and all of them were just kind of like, yeah, whatever.
Oh, no, yeah.
They just
Guam
ignored
and South
it.
Korea.
Yeah, they were just kind of like, yeah.
But Japan's like, holy shit, this is two times in 1 month that we've had a missile go over our country.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Canada decided to test a missile that accidentally went over our country? We'd own Canada. No, we wouldn't. They stink too much.
No way. Yeah. Canada's good.
I want universal health care. They have it. We don't.
You might want to look into all that.
Just no, that's another story.
Research.
That's another show. We got to go. My stomach hurts.
There was something you got me worked just up about. Fucking Japan. Tell you about
tentacle porn.
Period. Generation. Period. Ever. Period.
Exactly.
That's good.
There was something I was just about to tell you. Japan.
North oh,
Japan,
you were going on. No Agenda was talking about something that reminded you of something. You said North Korea said some or North Korea. No Agenda said something about North Korea. What
no,
are you?
I think
are you
I
still?
About
are
that.
You okay? A couple of weeks ago, when this thing was firing up. And we'll be done after this, I promise. Or we might keep going. We might do a marathon session.
We could.
Remember when we talked about doing that?
We need to do that for
we
charity.
We have jobs to go to in the morning.
Hey,
unlike
let's
you.
Pick the charity and do it.
We pick the charity, and as long
let's
as people are...
do it around
are,
Christmas?
As long as people are donating, we
I
keep going.
We could. I think we can get
and
some donations.
And as soon as they stop donating...
We're done.
We done.
We out.
So we'll
let's
last
wrap this
about
up. My taint is sweaty, and I got pee again.
Shut the fuck up! What? I thought you said you got your taint fixed.
I thought you did.
No,
too.
It's hot in here.
Hey, when you got stung by 1,000 bees, was Roxy out there?
Yes. I think she's the one that stirred the shit pot.
That could have been because
okay.
Jennifer said she's acting really weird.
All right.
Gave her Benadryl.
A couple of weeks ago, I just want to get a litmus test from you again. A few weeks ago when things were getting hot again with I'm So Lonely, you were saying...
The Rocket Man?
Yeah, the Rocket Man. You were not concerned that... Any of this is going to... You're like, this is the same old same one. There's nothing going to happen.
I'm
not
still
be
not
anything.
Concerned about it.
So you're still thinking that there's not going to be any military action.
I think, well...
This thing's going to calm over and be a
they're
non-story
not going
soon.
To attack us. We'll probably have...
The preemptive
we'll
strike.
We'll probably attack them because our dumb fucking president we have in office right now relies too much on what he watches on TV and media instead of listening to the people... He should be listening to.
But he's got really good people around him now, though.
Does he?
Yeah. Mattis? You don't think Mattis is a badass?
I don't know. I mean, and, you're and talking
Kelly,
about someone that's
that Kelly
built,
dude? That Kelly fired like 6 people his first week. He's like,
you're talking about people that have been in the war machine for years.
They're war hawks.
They want to... There's two things I saw was that the Vietnam show
mm-hmm.
on PBS, the Ken Burns Vietnam. In there, they talked to a North Vietnamese general who said that, you know, in war, everyone loses. Both sides lose.
Right.
No matter what.
It's totally true in this case, too. It's going to be true.
And another thing that I've heard is, you know, these generals and whatever...
Mm-hmm.
They can have all the brass balls they want and launch missiles by pushing a button, but if they've never held a gun in their hand and had to shoot another person face-to-face
mm-hmm.
or, you know, in the midst of war,
then
they don't
know
what war is really about. And it's different when you're back just sitting there playing a fucking video game versus sending people in to shoot people face-to-face. Hand to hand.
That's what's going to happen, though, is that it does not matter. There's still going to be a ground war. Even if there was a nuclear assault, there would still be some kind of strike and counterstrike with North Korea, possibly China and Japan. They will attack South Korea. They are 7 minutes away from like launching all hell on South Korea. Guess what? Something's been launched. It's in the air. Oh shit! America's attacking us. Well guess what we're gonna do? We're gonna attack them.
We just sold
South Korea
a shit ton of,
and they don't want it.
Anti-missile defense systems.
Yeah, and they're not really keen on the idea of using that.
Who doesn't want it? Are the college students over there? Because I watched that whole deal too about them
South Korea or
and the South Korean college students going and being like, it's mini Berkeley and hippie love and all that. There's a time for hippie love, and there's a time for, hey, you have a guy building missiles in your backyard, and you need some type of defense, or your little fucking tree-hugging bullshit is going to be wiped out.
In South Korea?
Yeah, in South Korea. And it was this whole deal about these South Korean students going and setting up around
the
sites
systems
where
coming
the,
in?
Where the,
yeah.
the systems were coming in and where they were setting them up. They were trying to block them and shit, and it's like, dude, this shit is going up to protect you. It's not a weapon system to launch an attack.
New shit has come to
it's
light.
To prevent one, yeah.
It's preventing rockets from destroying your entire everything you know.
And I don't know if you noticed, but new shit has come to light.
Yeah. There are rockets that will make it to you. So don't be a fucking hippie and a peace and love when it's you're sitting on the front door to hell. I mean, you're fixing to feel what
or the
11,
back door to heaven.
You're fixing to feel what 11,000 degrees feels like.
I hope not, man. I hope this thing. I hope you're right, and everybody's overhyped about something that's gonna go away.
The problem, like I said, is the media.
It's the media, yeah.
Is blowing shit out of proportion and keep feeding shit because negativity is what sells.
Sells, yeah. And that's across the board. That's with domestic relations. That's with racism. It's with all of it. Can I get the final note in?
That's why we make fun of everybody.
What's your final note?
Go ahead.
The JJTM, Jerry Springer.
The Jerry Springer final word?
Yeah, final word. And actually, this is a serious one. I'm not going to say something stupid. All right. Aaron Rodgers said it. Relax. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Calm the fuck down. Bigfoot, we love you, brother. We're thinking about your family, homie.
Yes, Bigfoot, we're loving you.
All right, we love everyone that listens, man.
And a shout out to our friend Blue, who just moved to Australia to start her life in Australia.
Oh, and her love hotel, I'm sure.
What? Shut the fuck up, Matt. Thomas.
Yeah.
Red pants.
Red pants.